This is episode number 82 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of June 22nd, 2009. Coming up in this week's episode, we talk about our weekly distractions, hit up some gaming news, in our feature we talk about what is too soon for a sequel, go about some new releases, some reader email, and then the take it to the street pitch question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 82.
Yo!
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And today we are going to be talking about a lot of exciting stuff. But before we get into that, Jason, how you doing, man?
I am so elated right now.
Really?
I feel heavenly. Like I feel like I have wings because I just talked to the general manager once again at Battle & Brew. And this is in regard to IndusFest, and we just got some good news. Big plans underway. Everything's worked out, so I think an official post is going to be made pretty shortly. And
good. Hopefully it's out before you guys get the show.
The shit is surreal.
Let me tell you.
We might as well say it is.
No, let's keep going on. We'll do an official announcement, I guess, later. But no, I'm doing very, very good.
Cool.
Very well.
All right.
And I'm drunk. Already. I had to celebrate after that phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, Jeff, how are you?
Good. I wish to know what the hell was going on. Just asked before we started recording, and now Jason's holding out.
No. Actually, the email went out a good hour or two ago.
Oh, really?
Actually,
I don't check my email.
Your girlfriend knows all about it already.
That's
because she checks her
emails. She actually checks her emails. Right?
Yeah, I don't check too often. I do that stuff when I'm at work, when I'm supposed to be working. That's the way it goes.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm doing okay. I'm on the hours of 9 to 5 now, so I'm kind of getting used to that. I love getting home at 5, for one. That is awesome.
You're all grown up.
Wow. I'm all grown up, yeah.
Where have I heard that before?
A lot more time. A lot more time to do stuff.
Cool, very cool.
Yeah. Have you had to adjust much? I mean, are you drinking coffee now? What's the deal?
I am drinking coffee now. Back when I used to work 9 to 5 before, I got in the habit of drinking coffee like every morning.
Okay.
And when I went off those hours, I'm like, I'm not going to drink coffee tonight. So that was a fast way to find out I wasn't addicted to it because I can go no problem without coffee. But then once I started it on Monday, I'm like, I need a coffee. So I've been drinking coffee every day. So just add another vice. You know, that's what I need.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, what's one more? No big deal.
Other than that, yeah, I'm kind of groggy for the first couple hours, but no big deal. Then
All
I'm
right,
good
cool.
to go.
I feel you.
Sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I've had a pretty shitty week as far as work goes, but we're going to put that behind us because I think we're about to talk about something pretty exciting.
IndusFest!
Yeah! And that's more important right now, so let's talk about exciting stuff. So, Jason, tell us what you know.
There are certain details that I can't talk about just yet, but, I mean, Battle & Brew, which is going to be friggin' epic, right? That place is confirmed, and we have agreed upon the whole $10 cover charge thing. And you know, I do feel not douchey, but I feel a little guilty, you know, charging people to have a good time, right? But
that's not it's not going to us though, right?
What's
that? It's not like we're asking for the money,
right?
So
I mean, this is something that is both going towards our rental fee, you know, so we can actually be at this place, and it's also getting you guys unlimited time on any of the HDTVs, any of the consoles. It's getting you some free food and drink. I can't specify what exactly yet because that's still being worked out. But we are locked.
And there's talk of half price pitchers too. So that's. Good stuff right there.
We're still working on that stuff.
Still working
on
that.
The guy that I'm working with is the general manager, and he's got an owner, you know, that he's got to deal with. So he's
right.
Got to make sure that everything.
And he's just as excited as we are.
Probably if not as much. Yeah.
I don't think he's. I don't think that's possible.
You haven't talked to him yet, for real. So I mean, we're both using this opportunity to kind of cross promote, and stuff. So I mean, he's been pimping it to all of his regular patrons and stuff, and. Yeah, we're just trying to make a big event out of this. You know, we want a huge party.
Yeah.
So, and that's exactly what it's shaping up to be. And I can't wait. So, but we've been working on some other plans, you know, stuff to do on Friday nights and, you know, Saturday during the day and even on Sunday. So there's going to be lots of stuff going on all weekend. And, we're just trying to maximize our time with you guys. You know, granted, you know, the initial purpose was to, you know, celebrate our birthday and everything and 100th episode and, you know, do a live show. But, it's like, you know, we really want to hang out with you guys. So we're trying to dedicate the entire weekend to social stuff. So, dude, exactly. I can't wait. This shit is surreal, for real. You know, it's like, you know, we're even surprised that we're still doing this show, you know.
That we made it to 100 episodes, and that people actually listen to us, let alone that they'll fly to Atlanta to hang out with us. So.
Exactly. From all over the world. You know, we've got, like, Silent coming from Scotland. You know, we've got people from England coming in. It's like, wow, what the hell? But
yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. A little excited about that. Cannot wait.
Well, Jason, what's next then?
Next is probably confirming your stuff. I mean, you know, we're pretty locked into that October 23rd and 24th. Those are the two big days. Of course, we're going to have something going on Sunday, which is the 25th.
Yeah, but that's going to be just breakfast,
cheerful goodbyes and whatnot. But, as it turns out, it looks like there's a couple official threads going as far as like carpooling and or hotel accommodations. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which is a really, 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 really good idea.
Yeah, we can't stress that enough. I mean, you guys, I know that there's a couple people already that are talking about coming from Florida. You know, if you guys are close to each other, then just carpool up here and share a hotel room or whatever. Save that money.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? And everybody's tightening their belt nowadays. It's worth it to do so.
It is my secret desire that a bunch of people actually get together and rent out like a big ass suite at a hotel so we can party there.
That would be awesome.
After hours in this. Mm-hmm. God, that would rule. Make it happen, people. But yeah, that's about it. I'm going to have the official thread out shortly. I'm sure it'll be out by the time you guys are actually listening to this. That'll kind of describe some of the plans that we have, and it'll be constantly updated as soon as we know more stuff. Another thing that we're talking about doing is actually visiting Spoilers Sonic.
That's right.
Which is like drive-in type restaurant, and...
Did I hear something about the Indus Angels on skates?
You heard something about that, and yeah, I think that's going to happen. Could you imagine getting served food from the Indus Angels on roller skates?
No,
in short shorts.
No,
hell.
I don't think
yes.
It would be necessarily served to you. It might be just like dropped
yeah,
on,
kind
you.
Of
or like scraped off the asphalt or something like that. Yeah, maybe. But hey,
here's a drink, sir. Splash.
But yeah, that might be a fun lunch outing. We'll see.
That's right.
But that, I don't know. That's pretty much all I got except for excitement. Cannot wait.
Oh, man. It's going to be great.
Yep.
It's going to be great. It's exciting.
Yes.
All right. Let's move on to more exciting stuff. Jason.
What's that? Oh, God. I got to talk more? Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
Yeah. Keep talking, man. What's your plan?
You guys have heard of Street Fighter 4. I seem to be addicted to that, and I'm still playing it, and I don't care who knows it. yeah. Scrubsport.com. aside from that, you know what I bought yesterday?
What'd you buy?
Something that I was salivating for, kind of secretly, last week.
That Ghostbusters?
Was, okay. No, actually.
Okay.
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, you did get it. That, yeah.
On the 360 Live Arcade.
Did you have problems downloading it?
Yeah, I did because the Live was down the entire day beforehand. So I kept checking it like incessantly. I'm like, come on, give me my trial. But as it turns out, I bought it. It's a mixed bag of emotions right now. It really is. I have a big heart for Magic, you know. I used to play it a lot. I spent a lot of money on Magic. But I do really think that, you know, playing this electronically is the way to go. It's very streamlined, you know.
Really?
So I'm just going to throw out a couple factoids. You know, so it's a streamlined version of Magic. It's electronic, which is cool. You have pre-constructed decks that you play with, which is the negative points of this whole argument here.
So you can't pick your own?
Exactly, yeah.
But that takes all the fun out of Magic in general. I mean, half the fun is making your own deck.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I was a little misled by some of the screenshots because I'd see options for, you know, edit deck, right? What it is you're given a set of, you know, pre-constructed decks, and then, you know, as you progress through like the campaign mode or whatever, you'll get certain cards added to your deck. It's not like it's, you know, a random like booster pack. It's added to your library or anything like that you can, you know, make your own deck with. The only editable things that you can do is choose whether or not you want these bonus cards in your deck, and that's it. Which is a huge, huge, huge disappointment because, you know, as you said, the big draw, I think, is, you know, kind of constructing your own stuff. figuring out your own combinations and whatnot. But
now, Planeswalker, isn't that an older branch off of Magic? Isn't it an older set?
Well, I think Duels of the Planeswalkers is one of the subtitles of, you know, Magic in general. You know, that's a card game as well. But about quite a while ago, Microprose put out some PC titles for Magic the Gathering. And, you know, it's perfect format, man. I mean, it's an adventure kind of scenario. You know, you've got your character, you've got, you know, an overworld, and you travel to different places, you know, battling certain people to get more cards added to your library. You can go into dungeons and whatnot. But, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, you had full and complete total control over the decks that you were building. This does not.
This you don't.
This you do not. Hmm. I mean, the presentation and everything is really slick. I'd like that. It's fun. I think the biggest bonus points go to the challenge mode, which is I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Duelist magazine, which is like a Magic the Gathering kind of rag. But they used to, I don't know if they still do this anymore, but in the back of the magazine, they used to have one page dedicated to like this puzzle, right? It was a challenge. It's like you're on your last turn. You have to defeat your opponent in one turn using this set of cards, right? So they've duplicated that in this game, and there's a number of challenges in there, and they're super fun. And I've been kind of addicted to that. That keeps coming.
Did you play the first Magic game that came out a while back?
We're talking like the 3D stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a 3D kind of
like an RTS kind of deal. I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah,
steered clear, wide berth.
Didn't look good.
Yeah, there was a Magic game that came out for Xbox, the original Xbox.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a card game though.
Exactly. Yeah. It was still kind of a versus format, you know, your side against their side, you know, the pit monsters against one another. But I mean, Magic is a card based game, so and that's what I really enjoy about it. But I'm having fun with it. It's $10, you know, it's a streamlined electronic form of Magic. There's no shuffling or anything. It's a real quick. It's a fucking gateway game, is what it is. And I think Wizards of the Coast is actually hoping that people will actually go out and buy the actual cards.
Buy the cards.
For this.
They've gotten so weird, though, now. Like, the new sets that are out, they've got a lot of new, like, different options that they've got on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when Chris and I started getting back into it, they were doing things, like, almost quarterly. You know, where they'd put out like a new set, and you know, you're going to drop $300-$400 on cards, you know, during that time. And it's like, holy shit, it's a time sink and it's a money sink. But and that's why I think, you know, the electronic, you know, version is kind of the way to go. But this is not exactly what I was expecting. You know, I saw the Duel of Planeswalker subtitles, and you know, I thought it was going to be just like those old PC games from Microprose. It's so not. So not at all, but I don't know. I mean, if you're a fan of Magic, I think $10, it's a pretty good buy-in price. You know, I've definitely got some fun out of it. I put like 5-6 hours into it just yesterday.
Oh wow!
You know, that's a lot.
Now playing online or just playing?
Not yet. Player. Yeah, there's because none of my friends have the game. So, but
I had to get my friends into Magic, man. When I was in high school, I thought it was like, only nerds play that game. I was bored one day, I couldn't class, and someone showed me how to play it, and I was like, this is actually pretty cool.
It's actually really fun.
It is.
I haven't played it in a long time, but I still have like all my cards and all my decks upstairs and stuff.
I gotta say, I think we'd still be playing it if it wasn't so expensive to get into.
Yeah, is it really expensive still? Like, I haven't.
Yeah, it is. If you want to get, it's like they have the starter kits, the fat packs they call them, that come with like... Mm-hmm.
Like 50 cards.
It comes with like 5 boosters and some other stuff, and those are like $30. Mm-hmm. And you know, they raise the price of the pack of cards to $4 each now. And you know, so if you want, like, what I was doing for a while is like, well, what I did like a couple times is I actually went out and bought a box of boosters when I was first trying to create a card collection. And the box of boosters cost me like $75. You got 32 packs, so it wasn't that bad of a deal. But now you can't find them for that anymore because all the prices have gone up. So to get a box of boosters, it's like $100. And I got lucky because the store that I used to work for was going out of business and they carried Magic cards. Mm-hmm. And I pretty much went in there and I said, well, you're never going to sell all this stuff. So I'll buy them from you for $1 a pack. And they sold them all to me for $1 a pack. And I got a bunch of like older cards and stuff. So I was able to build my collection really fast. But
did you get the Royal Assassin?
Did I win now?
The Royal Assassin. I wanted that card so bad when I first got into it. But it was expensive to buy by itself.
Oh, yeah.
It basically killed anything.
Any color. Yeah, tap to destroy any.
Any creature. Yeah.
If we want to go back, I don't have them anymore, but I actually have some old like Alpha and Beta Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, really?
Because, yeah,
wow, those are mine.
Because it was so huge in Wisconsin because of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin was like a huge like gaming, you know, like tabletop mecca, you know, because TSR was there and whatnot. So, we had a buddy that lived in Lake Geneva, and he got in on the beta and got us into the game and stuff. So I've been around Magic a lot.
I'm convinced Magic made a couple comic book stores around my old neighborhood go out of business.
Yeah.
Because they'd start letting people in there just to play Magic, and that's all people would do is hang out and play Magic. They wouldn't buy a damn thing, and then people would walk in and be so like, what the fuck is this? And walk out, and
Hey, Jason, you remember Player One Games that used to be up on off of Old Milton Parkway?
They're still there, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Really? Wow. Yeah. They closed down pretty recently then.
Yeah, it was. It's been, I think it was like about a year ago that they closed down.
It doesn't surprise me at all because I don't see them selling anything. All that I see them doing is hosting tournaments and stuff. You know, the place was always so packed, but it's like nobody really bought much.
Yeah.
So that's sad. But yeah, electronic way is, the good way to do this, I think. Because I would have put down some money for some like DLC boosters and stuff. I would have been one of those people. I would have been cool with that. But it doesn't look like it's going to be set up for that kind of format unless they're going to be selling pre-constructed decks.
But is the game totally pretty fun, into. Though? Is it fun, though? You're playing it like single player and you're like...
If
I were to buy the game, would you still play it online?
Yeah. Oh, right. Totally. With friends, with people that, you know, actually...
Yeah, that you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, another kind of cool feature is scrolling through the options, there's a tutor/mentor option. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of neat. So you select this, and you have the option of choosing to be a mentor in an online game, or you know, like a student. So if you know, because what they're trying to do is promote people to teach you know the other person how to play Magic. So you know, if you sign up to be a tutor, you start a room, and then you know, I mean, your goal is to like you know, voice chat and kind of teach this other player how to you know get into the game.
So they're kind of like those like. Dudes in World of Warcraft that walk around and help people out, kind of,
yeah. But there's like a structured environment for it, so I haven't really tested it out. But I mean, you know, just the option of being there is kind of neat.
Because it's a downloadable game, right? So that
correcto.
The instructions of that are probably boring as all hell if it's all text.
Yeah, the tutorial is kind of bland and whatnot. But I just kind of breezed through that, so that wasn't nearly as fun. But
need to have the guy like Vince from the ShamWow commercials do like tutorials.
Indeed.
That'd be awesome.
And they, for any hardcore players, you know, they've brought a bunch of series to the table. And what's kind of neat is they actually have like a little Xbox controller, you know, where the like the series symbol usually goes, which is kind of neat. And they've you know, got common and uncommon, you know, and rare cards and whatnot. But there's stuff from like all over the place. So it's cool. I'm just really disappointed about the.
Not making decks then.
Yeah.
Hell? It kind of takes some strategy out. Like, not all strategy, but it takes some strategy out because you could have, like, most of the strategy was putting together your deck. Yeah. Having it small, but having a lot of good stuff in there, the right amount of mana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, from what I can tell, there's probably about 10 to 12, you know, pre constructed decks for you to choose from. So there's a little bit of a variety, but, you know, like I said, man, the fun's in making your own deck, I think.
Mm hmm. Yeah. No, I hear you. I spent hours doing that stuff.
What else have I been playing? Oddworld, of course. We've got our review coming up next month. Or next week, I should say. Is that next week?
Wow, next week, yeah.
I gotta finish that shit.
Gosh, I gotta start.
Yeah,
that
I'm working
shit.
On it too, man, so don't feel bad.
Also, you know, salivating for you know, some of the new fighters coming out. So been playing a little bit of King of Fighters 11 to get me geared up for 12 and
nice.
Can't wait. I'm excited.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. What you got this week?
Street Fighter as usual. Some Final Fantasy VII. Still playing that on my PSP. One thing I've known since working till 5 is I no longer get the TV to myself when I get home. So like, I have to split that up. So I'm like, well, I can still like play some Final Fantasy while Tiny's watching her shows or whatever. So I'm getting in some of that. I actually downloaded Symphony of the Night as well right to my PSP.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a good buy.
I was like, I was looking at like, hey, well, I have it already. That's on what. God, what's the PSP?
Dracula X Chronicles?
Dracula's Chronicles, but I haven't opened it yet. And plus, I want to get, like, I just want it on the memory card, so I'll always have it on there. I don't have to worry about the disc. I'm like, I'm just going to download it. And then I was like, everyone's making a stink about, like, the Final Fantasy VII thing. It's the first PS1 game that's $10. That's bullshit. And then when I went down on Symphony of the Night, it was $10 as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
Symphony of the Night was $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't mind. It's a great freaking game. So I played that for a little bit, and I think it looks great on the PSP. And yeah, gonna play through that again, or try to play through it for the first time all the way.
All the way.
Wow. I've never played it all the way through. I always get stuck at the exact same part, and it's, I don't know. I just get to a point
my,
where
my suggestion would be, if you can deal with it, would be to actually play through the one on Dracula X Chronicles, because if you do beat that one, it unlocks, like the regular game unlocks Richter, you know, we all know that, but the one on Dracula X Chronicles actually unlocks Maria too, so you can actually play as her.
And yeah, but I probably wouldn't play it through again after.
Well, you know.
Richter
just Super Saiyan.
I hear you. What else have I been playing? Prototype. Let's Prototype. Okay. The more I play, okay, I literally, this game is a roller coaster ride for me. I like it, and then I absolutely hate it, and then I love it, and then I hate it, and then I like it, and right now I'm in a loving it phase, because the game gets hard. There's parts where it gets hard, but there seems to be a counter for every hard thing in the game. Like, tanks used to give me a huge problem, so then I found out how to counter tanks. You should use, like, the hammer fist thing.
Give them the fucking
Macho Man elbow. I haven't opened up the elbow yet, and I can't wait. That's going to be awesome.
You have to open up the elbow?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's one of the upgrades, whatever.
I'm fucking
eventually.
Out. I don't care about it.
Helicopters used to give me a problem. Like, what? I'm sick and tired of running and finding things to throw at them. But then when I opened up my whip ability, I realized you can take helicopters down pretty easily with the whip ability. So I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. But then you'll reach a mission where you're just freaking bombarded with enemies, different kinds of enemies, and I find myself running away a lot and coming back, and kind of like, feels like you're ticking away at the mission instead of just going in there balls out, like, so it kind of loses that badass feel of the character. But it's like I said, right now I'm on a really liking it kick, because I got all my, I'm upgraded some more and I feel like a badass again. So until I get to that point where I feel weak, then I'll probably hate the game again.
But you just described my last marriage. Wow.
Wow. But I've heard a lot of people, like Chris was saying before we started recording, that people on Twitter are saying that they're getting towards the end of Prototype and they're getting so frustrated they probably won't beat it. And I've heard that from so many people now. I'm kind of afraid to get to that point. But if I really get there, I really won't mind, because I've never beaten an open world game ever. And it looks like Infamous is probably going to be my first. And I won't mind if I don't beat Prototype, because I'll have that fallback to say, hey, it got too frustrating, instead of being a game that I just put down and kind of lost interest in, or for some reason haven't gotten back to it. Like Fallout, which I still love, but I haven't had time to go back to it.
Yeah.
But I did have time to go back to Mass Effect. I was playing a little Mass Effect yesterday, and I said, well, because Mass Effect 2 will hit sometime, like, next year, and I want to have at least one complete save, because I accidentally saved over my first save game.
Oh, shit.
When I completed the game, so I have to go through again. So I was playing this game, and it still blows my mind how that game in general, like, just the way the world looks. Like, it's not the best looking game in the world, but the way everything moves and stuff in the background, and the way they have the whole, like the focus and stuff like that, just the depth of field, it just looks so awesome. And the way the conversations go, I was playing it like it was almost a new game yesterday. I'm like, oh, I want to keep playing, and it's been so long since I have played it seemed kind of new. So yep, going my bitchy ways. It's hard though. It's hard, and already I've done things differently than the first one that I thought wouldn't really make that much of a difference. Instead of going totally evil, this one I was like, well, this is kind of evil, not all the way, and it has a totally different outcome than the good side. I'm guessing it probably has a different outcome than the bad side as well. But we've talked a lot about, I mean, we had a show on it, so I don't have to go into it.
Yeah.
What else have we been playing on 360? There's Prototype. There is Mass Effect. And the UFC matches here and there. Infamous. I think I'm pretty close to the end. Okay, spoilers, just in case people listening that have not played Infamous, and it's not really that much spoiler. I'm just going to explain what you do in a mission. I just want to know how far I am from the end. So, spoilers, fast forward for about 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this.
I think you'll be all right.
Okay. The mission, I'm on a mission right now, is where the last mission I did is you have to blow up, or that I'm in, you have to blow up these guns that are on the top of the buildings. and they're shooting you at the helicopter.
Really close. Yeah, very close.
Okay.
You're really close. You're like two or three missions out.
Okay, that's what I figured. But there's a problem. In this mission, I take out the first two guns, no problem. The third one, I'm trying to do the lightning storm, and it either does not come out, like you'll do the motion, nothing happens, or by the time it gets to the gun, it just disappears. I think that's a glitch.
No, I didn't have that problem.
It's probably a glitch then.
They were all on rooftops, weren't they?
Yeah, they're all on rooftops, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, what the hell's
How
going on
How badass is Lightning Storm, though?
Oh, dude, that is like one of the kick-ass... Like, speak of the devil, actually, I'm watching an Infamous commercial right now. But yeah it's a badass. That is one of the best powers ever in like a game. That just, you feel like such a freaking god.
And it was one of the things that you were mentioning when we talked about Infamous, about how they give you, like, you go out down into the sewers and they give you these opportunities to use the power to get used to using it. The entire mission that you get Lightning Storm is just fantastic because it's easy because you just keep Lightning Storm shit. It's like, everybody dies and I keep getting recharged and everybody dies and I keep getting recharged.
That is a good way to freaking do pacing in a game. Developers, like, they listen. If they have a good separation between awesome powers that you will love to use, do that. Because that was, it's like little carrot at the end of the stick.
The only power that I think I was really itching to get my hands on in Infamous when I started playing it was the gliding.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I felt like that was the one power that could have been given to me a little earlier.
Well, I thought that was smart, though, because the demo had that from the beginning. I think that got people like, this is really cool the way you get around. I think it's when people first started playing the game. They were like, oh, wait, I can't glide? And it gave them a reason to kind of work up to. And then after that, you're like, what other powers
can I think it is. I think you're right about that. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that everybody played the demo, but
and Knights of the Old Republic was the same way. Like, I remember when I first played that game through. To me, the beginning was very, very slow, but I couldn't wait till I got a lightsaber and became a Jedi. That was like, I can't wait, I can't fucking wait, and that like drove me to that part. And luckily, once you do that in the game, after that, it gets so freaking good. So that's what same kind of way I felt with Infamous. So cool. So good to know. I'll probably have that beat by the weekend. The Wii. I'm playing a lot of Metroid Prime 3.
Cool.
I really like this game, guys. Like, it's a Wii game, and I really like it, and I love the controls. I love the controls. I'm probably going to go... Hear, yeah, I now would not mind if most not all, like, I can see it not working for some, but some first-person shooters could definitely use this kind of control system. And now I'm kind of looking forward to the re-release of Prime 1 and 2 with the Wii controls.
Wow.
When that hits, because... I'm enjoying it, and I hate backtracking, and 3 I've heard has the least amount, or they do it the best out of all 3 primes, and so far it hasn't been that bad. Like, it's tolerable for me. They give you good reasons. And
Tanya said you were going gay for that game, so.
Totally, yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm like, I should be probably getting ready for the show, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, I just figured out how to get through this room. Now I gotta figure out how to get through this room, and the puzzles in the game are so fun, and they're not really hard, but for some reason, when you finish them, you feel so satisfied. It's like, yeah, that's right. I did that. I figured that out. What else? I think that's pretty much... Oh, actually, I've been trying out that EA Active thing. Me and Tony have been doing that. And if you want a fitness thing for your Wii, this is pretty damn good, because I was sweating at the end of each workout I've done.
Where did you try it?
We bought it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so it comes with, like, basic stuff. It comes with... like a leg strap to put the nunchuck in, and it comes with kind of like an elastic, like a resistance band, but it sucks. If anyone out there who is used to using resistance bands, or when you're doing the weightlifting type portion of this, like when you're doing bicep curls and shoulder press, you might want to buy an actual real resistance band that has higher tension, because it's a joke when you're doing it. It's like, okay, it's almost like a rest period now. When I get these exercises, I'm like, okay, this is like me just resting again. And then it gets to some crazy, not crazy stuff, but a lot of... like jumping around, it's like, I can't remember the term for it. There's a lot of like jumping and I don't know, lunging. All right,
so I'm gonna use this, like, this opportunity to mention that I bought it too.
Oh, okay.
You're absolutely right. The resistance band is crap.
Yeah, it's a piece of
there's
shit.
There's zero resistance on it. But what I did to make it a little bit easier, I don't know if you like watched some of the tutorial videos they do before each exercise. And you'll see how he kind of folds the band over it, him over itself before he steps on it.
Folds it and over itself.
Does that make sense?
No.
Like when you put the band on the ground, instead of like having the band straight across, like fold the band over itself. and then step on it so that it actually makes the band shorter.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're saying now.
And that helped on, like, the shoulder presses, where I actually started, like, by the time I got, because they make you do 24 of them or something like that.
Yeah.
By the time I got to the 24th one, I actually felt it.
Oh, really?
But, like, on the curls and stuff, I never felt anything. It was just,
I wasn't feeling crap. What I was doing is I was just tying the ties lower to make it shorter, but the doubling up thing would probably definitely work better, actually. Yeah. That, or, I think I might just buy versus band, but it's pretty damn good. Like, if you want something to go along, like, if you're already somebody who goes to a gym regularly, it's a good, it's kind of compliments in a way if you don't have time to get in a lot of cardio, because most of the stuff is cardio based or legs based. There's a lot of squatting, a lot of lunges. Yeah. So throw it together with a normal routine, I think it will work really well. And also, if you're someone who just doesn't work out, I think it's also a great start, and I think you'll definitely see results, because you were like, I was, the first time I tried it, I went right to advanced because I'm like, well, this is a wee thing, it's probably nothing. And by the end of the workout, I was like dying. I was like, holy freaking shit. So
that sounds awesome. Yeah. Man, this pizza is good.
Well done. I did the advanced thing too, and when you first load up the game, they have the whole 30-day challenge thing that you can
try. That's what we're doing, yeah.
So I actually started on Tuesday, which makes this like day 3, so I'm going to end up finishing on a day that we do a show. Okay. So I'm going to keep checking my progress and stuff and see how it works out, but I was doing the high intensity one, and you're right. It's a lot of work, and especially if you are like a bigger guy like me, mm-hmm. and when you get to start doing those leg workouts, they really, really work.
Oh god.
Work you hard. And I mean, I did it 2 days in a row. I did the high intensity 2 days in a row, and my mm-hmm. legs are sore today.
Nice.
And I was hobbling around at work trying to get around. So.
And how long were those workouts? One of the reasons I dropped down to intermediate is because I tried to do it in the morning, and I'm like, okay, well, it says that they're 20-minute workouts. And so I went on advance, and it was at 37 minutes, so I was like, I got to get to work. So I didn't even finish it. Yeah. I'm like, I need to jump in the shower and get to work. So I went down to intermediate, because I'm like, okay, well, start this way, and then whatever, maybe I can get through them faster if I know what to do instead of watching the tutorial videos. But yeah, they're not. Even the ones on intermediate, I find, go 25 minutes. Like,
I think the beginner ones are about 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. The ones that I've done so far, they estimated, like, with videos, they estimated 44 minutes and then, like, mm-hmm. 37 minutes on the two workouts that I did.
Exactly.
And,
so.
I really hope that EA decides that they want to take advantage of either the Natal or
the Wii Motion Plus
motion control for PS3.
Oh, okay.
Because this thing is just not work well enough on the Wii. It really doesn't.
And it's annoying.
It does, because it's like, especially when you do like I was doing side lunges when I first noticed it.
Yeah,
and it never registers right.
Yeah.
And then the weird thing was that all of a sudden, like the second day that I was doing it, it wouldn't register curls right. I was like, are you kidding me? So it was kind of annoying. And so far, the hardest thing that I've done is inline skating.
The jumping one?
Yeah, where you have to be in a squat the entire time, and then and then you jump like off the ramp. And staying in a squat for a long period of time and then jumping is really hard.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. You feel the burn,
definitely good workout.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a good workout, though. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it. I played a little of Super Metroid before we started recording, but that's pretty much been my week.
All right, cool.
I mentioned Street Fighter. I did say Street Fighter.
Yeah. Well, we talked about.
I was playing something else. Oh, Gunstar Heroes. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh,
I tried
shit.
To play Gunstar Heroes. I think I talked about it last week as well. Is friggin' awesome. Everyone buy it. Me and Mark from PS Nation tried to play online last night, and we could not. It wouldn't start the game.
No.
So we thought it might have been connection issue, but it was connecting. We could hear each other fine on voice chat. It would say my end would say like sending game information. His end would say receiving game information, and it would sit there for like 5 minutes. So we did this about 3 times back and forth. Couldn't get in. So we thought, okay, maybe something's wrong with our connection. So I tried joining up with randoms, which first of all took forever because it's only 2 players. Unless someone's happens to be sitting there waiting that exact time for someone to join, it's going to say no matches found. So I just kept hitting refresh, refresh, refresh. Put me into a room. We both readied up. Same thing. It just waited a while, and the guy eventually disconnected. So I set up a room, waited for someone to join. Someone joined, said ready, and Nothing. So the compressor disconnected. So I'm not sure if they're having issues all the way around. I didn't look on any kind of forums or anything like that or facts. But right now, Gunsta Heroes, big epic fail on the online play right now since it doesn't work.
That sucks, dude.
Yep. And I want it to work so bad.
Sorry to hear that. I still need to buy it. I'm definitely getting it, though.
Cool. So, Chris, what are you playing?
Okay, well, we talked about EA Sports Active. So I'm going to be hopefully sticking to that for the next month or so, and I'm going to see what kind of progress I make. Play some Street Fighter. Got my matches in for Scrub Sport this week, and got a couple more to go, so hopefully I'll get those out of the way before Monday. More Infamous. I ended up beating the game on the evil route as well. I got my Platinum Trophy.
So you've played through the game twice now?
I've played through the game twice now, yes.
I have two. Crap. Are you serious?
Yeah. You're the only one, Jeff.
Dude, how do you find time to do this?
Well, the second playthrough was a lot easier because I skipped all the side story stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or the side missions, I should say.
But well, I'm kind of
doing
that now.
For me, it's just all about it being a terrible distraction. You know, when it comes to a game being a terrible distraction, it's like every minute that I have
you want to, be
to play a game, I'm playing that game. That's how it works with me. That's how Fallout worked. That's how Mass Effect worked for me. Yeah. And that's how this worked. It's like every moment that I had to play a game, I was playing this game.
Well.
And that's how I ended up doing it. But, yeah, it took me like 3-4 weeks, so.
A lot awesome of sleepless game. Nights on my hand.
Yeah. Let's see, some more Bionic Commando. I actually ended up starting the game over. And the reason I did is because after I started getting used to the swing, I felt like the game was too easy.
What?
Think about it. Bionic Commando was a hard-ass game.
Yes.
Back in the day. And I don't know, just for some reason it felt like it was too easy. So I put the game on super the fucking hardest and I started playing it again. And now I am caught up to where I was before on normal. And I'm just going to keep playing it like that. And I haven't had much of a problem. The biggest problem that I've had so far is the damn snipers. Because there's one stage where you're traveling through the city and there's snipers on like every building. And they're pretty good shots. They hit, you know, if you stay still for longer than like a second, they're going to shoot you. And on Super the Fucking Hardest, two hits and you're dead. So that was difficult. But besides that, I haven't had much of a problem. I still hate the fact that, you know, that it loads every time you die. It takes like 10, 15 seconds to load up again, even if you died like 4 feet from where you started. You know, there was like one time today when I was just like, I started the game, tried to swing, missed my next point, fell in the water, died, and it took 15 seconds to load. I was one jump from where I started from, and it's just annoying.
Apparently it's not going to be a sequel because it sold like shit. So
yeah, it did. It sold like ass. What did they say? Like 27,000
combined
on both systems, and that's. Yeah.
That's really bad.
Horrible. That is horrible. I think X-Blades sold better than that.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying the game though. I mean, it's fun. If you can get past the load time and you can actually get to the point where you can get through that large learning curve of getting the swinging down, it's a fun game. And besides the fact that you start out with a pea shooter, the other weapons that you get later on are pretty cool. You get this like badass shotgun, you get a sniper rifle, I've gotten a rocket launcher, and the grenades are really effective. You know, this is one of the few games where I've really felt like grenades are something that I want to use regularly. I'm enjoying it. It's minor distraction right now, but I'm having fun with it. Oddworld. I wish I wasn't such a collection whore. I'd probably be done with this game already. I think I played that like first zone, like the very first zone. I had to play it like for 2 hours, just getting it so that I got all of the guys that were in that zone, including all of the secret areas.
That's a little too far for me.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm gonna continue to do that because if I do, I won't beat the game before next week.
Yeah.
So, I forgot how much fun this game was and how well it makes you think. And it's so much, it's just funny too, because you know, you can take over the bodies of like the enemies and stuff, and you just walk up to one of the other ones and shoot them, and then blow the guy that you're controlling up, and it's great. Great game.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what else am I playing? I think that's it.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's
cool.
Pretty good week for me.
Good.
I'm gonna keep going on Bionic Commando. I wanna finish it. I'm enjoying it, so I wanna finish it.
Alright.
Good stuff. But that's it for me. So Jeff, I'm gonna pass it off to you.
You guys wanna hear some news?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
I've been sitting here waiting to do news.
I've been waiting forever.
All right, here are your news. Again, it's another slow week, because, I mean, there was E3. But a little bit better
up,
than last
man.
Week.
Jeez.
Well, it's a little bit better than last week.
I know, I'm so friggin' excited about news now.
Well, you might be excited because LucasArts, we talk about them quite often on the show. We're like, we need to get those point-and-click adventure games out here.
Oh,
and, yes, and Monkey Island is coming to Xbox Live Arcade. And,
really?
Yeah, it's called Monkey... whatever, Monkey Island Special Edition, they're calling it. I'm not sure what's so special about it yet, but it is coming to Xbox Live Arcade, and LucasArts came out and said today that they are open to bringing the other franchises to PSN and Xbox Live, depending on the demand for Monkey Island and how it does. So
I will buy 10 copies if it can guarantee that I'll get Full Throttle.
I was going to say, Fandango. Full Throttle was on there, and Grim Fandango, and Day of the Tentacle.
Nice.
That was,
right.
Yeah, it's
beautiful.
So, and Fate of Atlantis is already on that new Indiana Jones game, which is supposed to be god-awful on the Wii.
On the Wii, yeah.
Yeah, it comes with that. It's supposed to be like way better.
I didn't like
But yeah, this. That'd be awesome. So people out there, buy Monkey Island if you've never heard of it. Yeah.
Funny as shit. Tim Schafer,
It is hilarious. It's friggin' funny as hell, but it is a point-and-click adventure. If you've never played it, you might be like, what the hell's going on? But buy it anyway, because I want to see these other games.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Tell your grandma to buy
them,
too.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Some people might be sad. King of Fighters 12.
Yes.
Mai is going bye-bye. Like,
how long did you think about that one?
it came to me right away. And I was like, that is so cheesy. I'm keeping it in there. But, yeah, we were all wondering, like, what, you know, she's one of the favorites, for sure, one of the at least fan favorites, and people were wondering if she's going to be in there, and Shane Bettenhausen, he's got some ridiculous title with Ignition, but he's saying that, they have no plans to put Mai in as DLC at the moment, and they have no plans for DLC at the moment, so it was a typical kind of PR response regarding that. Hmm. So,
we'll have to see if we can get
some information. You'll see her in 6 months.
Next couple weeks.
Yeah. She'll probably show up eventually.
I keep hearing that she's not like the most popular in Japan, though.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like Athena is actually more popular than Mai is. But
Athena's in the game, right?
Yeah, Athena's there.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I use her. She was good.
Take us all on. Just like her.
Athena, Yuri, Kim. I had a bunch of characters I really liked in that game.
We'll talk about that
Can't
later.
Wait.
Can't
we
wait.
We will. We'll talk about that later. And later, next year, maybe. This is reach and a half. New Xbox, possibly. Xbox 720, Xbox, whatever the hell you want to call it. There's rumors going around there's going to be like a new SKU. And Microsoft said they didn't really deny it, but they didn't confirm it. So the rumor that they basically said that... you know how they're playing that it's all is going to be like a new launching of the system. And there's already been like a new SKU found in like retail directories and so forth. So the rumor looks like they will be repackaging the 360 with Natal either built in or with the system, as well as possibly rebranding the 360 as a whole, I guess. Mm-hmm. So in 2010 looks like when this is supposed to hit. So I could see it happening. So Microsoft being like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to rebrand it and start going after that Wii market, but
I can see them definitely putting out a new SKU with the Natal in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's a given because they're pushing it. I think they're going to push it pretty hard, and they'll throw out like the idea that an arcade system with, you know, by that time hopefully an arcade system with Natal will cost $250 or something like that. You know,
well the guys on Listen Up had a good theory. They're saying like by the time Natal comes out and this new SKU might hit, they're hoping that the arcade unit would be something like $99, which is probably a pipe dream, probably like $150.
$150 is what I would think.
And then they would actually would not drop the price of the Elite 360, but just package the Natal with it. So they wouldn't drop the price, so they wouldn't be losing any more money. They just throw the Natal in there and be like, here you go. So they still have their two SKUs, but I don't know. At that point, you're no longer competing with the Wii if you want the same. Because if they had it with the arcade thing, they'd be like, hey, you get the arcade unit plus Natal for just a little bit more than the Wii, the same price as the Wii. Who knows what the price of the Wii is going to be next year.
Yeah.
Or 360, but yeah, I guess kind of inevitable. But yeah, I think the way I read this news article, I'm like, what? New 360? What are you talking about? There's no way 2010. But then they're just looking
they're
like,
they're not
going to
make
like
a new
repackage.
System. It's just not going to happen.
No, that'd be stupid.
I can... There's no doubt that there'll be a new SKU with the Natal in it already.
Yeah, well, another thing that has a bunch of tons of new SKUs, I can't speak English, is Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero, new
That's
SKUs
true.
All the time. There's like 4 a year.
Because Activision's a bunch of pricks.
They're a bunch of pricks, and guess what they might be thinking about doing?
Oh, no.
Call of Duty, quite possibly their biggest franchise.
Oh, don't ruin Call of Duty.
They might ruin it by charging for online stuff. Now,
oh, fuck that.
Now, before people start, what the fuck, you charge for online? They didn't say that they were going to charge to play online, but they're thinking of putting kind of a fee, either be one flat fee or a monthly fee to give you access to DLC stuff or beta stuff first, skins, other things that make, this is what pissed me off, gameplay, enhanced gameplay.
Ooh,
which
no.
That's the big no-no. Like, that's where no-no. You do not charge people to give people like a much better experience or to give them the upper hand in an online shooter.
Yeah.
And they're saying
they haven't gone through that before with other games already?
They tried it with what's it called? I think it was Bad Company.
Yeah.
And then they decided to give all the guns for free. Exactly. And so they're just thinking about it, and they want it to be kind of like a World of Warcraft type environment where it's like you kind of customize your own, do whatever. And yeah, you know what? Activision can go fucking eat it because they're Activision, and I wouldn't put it past them to do this, or at least try it for a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't see, you know what, why not start with Modern Warfare 2, which is probably going to be the biggest Call of Duty game to date when it releases.
Ugh.
Sad as...
Don't do it.
Yeah, and as much as you want to say, speak with your wallets, yeah, no one's going to not buy Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah,
and not pay to play it online, or to get all the cool stuff. So let's hope it doesn't happen. Keep your fingers crossed.
Already crossed.
One of our wishes is actually going to come true. Well, we hope. Hasn't been announced yet, but there's been a trademark in Wii Land by Sega. They've trademarked the title, Monkey Ball Step and Roll.
No.
So...
No, they didn't. That was actually me.
Oh, that
because
was you?
I've been wishing for that for a long time.
It's our dreams to actually. Well, you're supposed to confirm this, Jason, because you got me excited here.
No,
because I can just ask you. We're gonna have like a first.
Honestly, they beat me to it, but it was in the works.
But your idea was to have a Monkey Ball game that somehow incorporated the Wii Fit board, right?
Yeah, I mean that's been my dream since day one.
As soon as I saw the balance board, I thought this would make a great
perfect Monkey Ball
accessory
game.
For a Monkey Ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Monkey Ball games are great.
Monkey Ball.
Especially that game I played, one for the GameCube. What was it called? I think it was called Monkey Ball.
Who
gives a shit?
That was really fucking awkward because I was waiting for you this time.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was like, hey, I'm going to throw it up. This is what I'm going to do last week.
I can't do it. No.
Jason, you got to...
We lost
our
mojo.
Short guy, I'm throwing the album into. <You know? laughs>
I didn't want to fuck things up like I did last week.
I gave you what you were looking for last year, and I'm like, he's got to take this one. He's got
to
take this one.
No, you told me not to.
That's it.
That's
all right. We got it over with, though. Next time.
I was biting my tongue. I was
third
ready.
Third time's a charm. You're
Now, I'm going to admit something. I do like Monkey Ball.
No, the first one.
But I don't give a shit about Monkey Ball with the balance board.
I don't want to play a game that works.
I don't either.
Yeah, I know.
Give me a controller, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I actually bought Monkey Ball at the Wii launch.
Yeah, that was bad.
Sorry, buddy.
It wasn't that bad, you know?
It was terrible.
But
I'm burping here.
Well, I just played the minigames, to be honest with you. Had a bunch of people over, and we just played the minigames
all
the time.
Yeah, that dart game was amazing.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Why don't we take a break?
Yes.
Let's do it. That was your news.
We'll come back and we'll talk about sequels and when it's too soon to release them. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay tuned. And we'll be right back. It's time to
wake up. I can't fucking win with you. Jesus Christ, I'm too soon. I'm not soon enough.
Hey, hey, everyone. My name's Dale Coolis, and I am host of the podcast On Tap, found on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on our new website at ontappodcast.com. And our podcast is a video game alternative podcast. You know, there's a ton of other awesome podcasts that cover the latest happenings of the industry well. So what we do is we focus on reviews, retro reviews, roundtable discussions, and we even make sure to talk about a lot of the dreaded pile of video game movies. If you want to give your iPod or other audio device of your choice something different to listen to, check us out. Look for us on the VGEVO Podcast Network or ontappodcast.com. Thanks.
And welcome back.
Thank you. Back. That's so nice of you.
I try. Let's see. Today we are talking about sequels and when is too soon for one to come out. So with that, I know we've got voicemails and emails to go through. So I'm going to pass it over to Jason and let him do his thing.
We got all kinds of stuff. Chris already spoiled it that we've got emails and voicemails. let's start with an email, though. This one's from our buddy Two Hands Revy. Giggity.
Two Hands Revy. I fought him in Scrubsport this week.
I fought him, too. Anyway, how soon is too soon for a sequel? Before I can answer this question, I have to bring up that my opinion would change if we were still on the previous generation of gaming systems. Before DLC became mainstream on the current gen systems, sequels couldn't come fast enough to me in older systems. If you had a good PS2 game, like the SOCOM series, you wanted the next game to come out ASAP to get a newer and better experience. A DLC didn't really exist on games. I played on the PS2, probably due to the 8 MB storage limit on the memory cards. Now that our systems can have huge hard drives, that's what she said, a good game can get extra add-on content with DLC instead of waiting the 2 years to release a good sequel. And I am just Super Saiyan 2. My hard drive is huge. Giggity. So now that we have DLC, I think 2 years will be a good time to release a sequel as long as the games are well supported. I say this because some decent games nowadays only last 6 to 10 hours. Prolong my experience with DLC, like the Heavens for the Fallout 3 PS3 add-ons coming, and then hit me with the new stuff. To sum this up, 1 to 1.5 years is too soon to release a game unless the game is not supported. Two Hands Revy. P.S. Where's my Heavenly Sword 2? I want to see Kai act retarded some more. Hell yes.
I see Kai.
I want a Heavenly Sword too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen. Because that one was like 6 hours, wasn't it? 8 hours?
Yeah, something like that. Oh, God. It was like, no, five. Like, I don't know. Six of you were slow.
Exactly. But that was like a high production. You know, that was.
They spent more time in making those cinematics than the game.
Yeah. And pretty much anything else, yeah. I remember seeing some of the initial videos for it, and they were putting such a focus on like some of the mocap and the cinematics. And I'm like, I don't really care. They're making a big deal about her hair flowing and shit. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Game? Is that all right?
Her
hair looks great. But...
He said, here's a question then. He said that it's different now than it was for the previous generation. Do you guys feel the same way?
Half and half?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's about the same, actually.
Yeah. With the Fallout 3 was a good example because they're bringing out a whole bunch of downloadable stuff, and they have. But then they announced Fallout Vegas or whatever, and is that this year?
I'm not sure. I think it's next year.
I still don't agree with the whole DLC thing if they still bring out the sequel once the DLC is done being released, because I still think it's kind of overload on the same type of game. Like, for me, the big thing is once I play a game, and if I don't have the urge to go back and play it, like Mass Effect, for example, like I played through it, loved the freaking game, didn't really go back to it until yesterday, because part of it had to do with, hey, Mass Effect 2 is around the corner, and it felt kind of fresh to me because it's been so long. Like right now, if they release Mass Effect 2 tomorrow, I'd be ridiculously excited and happy. But if it were to come out like last year, I don't think I would have been, because the first one's still kind of fresh and whatever. And I think DLC is good to give it. I'd say 6 months to maybe a year more longevity is perfect. But if they still come with a sequel too soon after that, I think it still has the same effect of coming out with a sequel too soon if it didn't have DLC. In my opinion.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
It does. I kind of agree with you. I think that the DLC does extend the, I guess, the legs that a game would have, technically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it really depends on if you are the kind of person that gets the DLC.
Yeah.
On certain games, I will. Like Mass Effect, I bought the DLC for that, and I'm hoping that they bring out some more. I'm eventually going to get the Fallout DLC. So, mm-hmm. You know, I guess in that respect, like, I would think that it would be too soon for a new Fallout now.
But exactly.
The downloadable kind of content I'm cool with. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but last generation, you know, I would still think it would be about the same amount of time, I would expect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, between, I wouldn't expect God of War 2 to come out a year after God of War 1.
No, God, no.
This is kind of what I'm getting at.
Because you're pretty much guaranteed the same game, just kind of some new levels.
Right. I want them to be able to actually do something to change the game and make it more interesting to play for me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, Jason. Fair enough. I'm just going to roll into another email here. This one's from Mr. Bug. How soon is too soon? Well, it depends on the game. When Harmonix announced Rock Band 2, less than a year after the first one came out, a lot of people were not very happy, myself included. However, I think they make up for it by offering the backwards compatibility. Good point. Not only with the DLC, but with the actual music on the Rock Band 1 disc. I think this eased a lot of people. Also, DLC / expansions are something else to keep in mind, because almost all major games now offer DLC, which adds a ton of new gameplay, like Burnout Paradise, Fallout 3, Age of Empires, Warcraft, etc., which helps extend the life of the game. DLC, or expansions, should not be packaged and sold as a sequel, like Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead is a perfect example. From what I've seen of the new game, Left 4 Dead 2, it should be an expansion. One way they could bypass some of the negative reaction they're getting is by pricing the new game as an expansion and not pricing it as a full new release.
Which they won't do.
Exactly. No. Then you have games that are like Half-Life 2 and Perfect Dark, which is the follow-up to GoldenEye. They kept getting pushed back and back until they were finally released. However, you could easily tell that they used their time to make some great games and interesting innovations. So, to answer your question, it all depends on the game and the type of new innovations that the developers want to add to the game. Mm-hmm. The new innovations warrant a new game or an expansion? Has it been more than 2 weeks since the last game came out? Thanks, guys. Bug. He's got a random question in here too, but I think we might be doing something with that later, so I'll skip that for now. But
well, we knew Left 4 Dead was going to come up in this conversation.
Oh yeah,
with good
reason. Yeah, and I agree with exactly what he said. If they price it differently, because a year later isn't really, with some franchises, it's kind of normal. But for what they're showing, it's 4 new campaigns, a couple new characters, and a couple new melee weapons, and that's basically, you're getting the same package you got last year, just different levels. And that could have been DLC easily.
Yeah, and I'm worried it's going to be another kind of incomplete game. I mean, it's hard to justify paying $50, $60 for Left 4 Dead. I mean, even as much as we played it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It still amounted to just like a big multiplayer game, because the single player was, you know, just not nearly as good. They didn't have all of the multiplayer maps enabled. You know, they're still putting that stuff out. You know, I still don't think it's a full, complete game. You know, they're charging full price for it. And now we've got Left 4 Dead 2, which is just kind of like a different flavor from what we've seen so far and from what we've heard.
It's what did they add? It's like, from what you can tell, they added melee weapons.
Some melee weapons. It.
Well, okay, well, is Infamous a not complete game, though?
What?
Well, because Infamous, there's no multiplayer, right?
No.
Because we played a crap load of Left
4 Dead. That's
not
what we're saying, though. We're saying that here's the reasoning behind what I'm thinking that Jason's getting at is it's you get 4 stages, and that's it. You get 4 movies to play through, quote unquote, and you play them through co-op. The multiplayer like the versus portion isn't even there for the other two, like two of the worlds.
Yeah, it's there for two of them. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. There's a throwaway single player option. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at, for instance, the games that have come out that have been multiplayer only on consoles. Warhawk was, what, $30, $40? Unless mm-hmm. you got the pack with the headset. And then, same with SOCOM. SOCOM mm-hmm. came with the fancy schmancy Bluetooth headset.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if it's a multiplayer only experience, I don't think it should be a full price thing. You know?
But what if multiplayer is your thing, though? Is that just because our standards are, okay, single-player games are allowed to be full price no matter how long they are? Like Heavenly Sword.
No.
You just said it's only 5 hours long. Is that worth
Heavenly
$60
Sword
more than...
Heavenly Sword was not... I loved Heavenly Sword. I bought it for $60. Mm-hmm. Was it
worth
$60?
Hell no.
That's going to be... Come on. That's going to be based on the person more than anything, but I don't think it mm-hmm. was. I mean...
Oh, God,
when
yeah,
I first
exactly.
played through it, I said it, I would have said it was... But looking back, no, it was only 6 hours long.
But
I mean,
if you're a person who loves multiplayer more than single player, and say you play Left 4 Dead for 50 hours online, and you only played Infamous through once or twice, so you got like 20 hours, does that mean if Infamous came out with a sequel mm-hmm. next year, and Left 4 Dead came out, does that mean so it's Infamous 2 next year, and it's, you know, same amount of length of
that's
game,
too early.
Say it's about 15 hours, that's too early. So if it's 2 years later, so basically the fact that it's multiplayer, single player has nothing to do with it then.
No, it doesn't.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris mentioned
not,
it too.
That's not the single. That's not the sequel thing that we're talking about in this case. The
no,
conversation
exactly,
that I thought we were just having was about whether Left 4 Dead was a complete game or not.
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying though. So if you're looking at it from, because we're looking at right now is we've been gaming forever that single player. It's a standard. We're a single player game. No matter what it is, it's like, okay, it should have single player game. Multiplayer should be. Like, if there is multiplayer, that's great, but a game should never be punished whether or not it has multiplayer, right? We've
right.
talked about that. So
yes,
look
yes.
at it from the opposite end of people who say they don't like single-player games, only like to play multiplayer games.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is the fact that something has just multiplayer and sells for $60 and something who just has single-player with just $60 is really moot because it depends on the type of game you are.
Yeah,
so
I swear to God, I'm not talking about single-player versus multiplayer at all.
Okay.
I'm not talking
yeah.
about those kinds of additional features. What I'm talking about, and Chris mentioned it, is, you know, the amount of multiplayer, like, versus maps that they had. You know, something that was,
yeah.
you know, touted, you know, something that was promised, you know, and mm-hmm. we've still yet to see, you know, the full extent of Left 4 Dead, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're still doing stuff with that game. And now, all of a sudden, they drop... You know, an entire
seven months later, they announced the
that
sequel.
is going to be a
oh yeah,
you know,
I totally
more likely going to be a full
too.
Retail
I'm not
price.
Arguing that.
You know, probably you know a lot of the same engine. You know, they've got the new melee weapons or whatever, and I mean, even the setting is like not. I don't know. It's not up to like their standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the daytime and whatnot. I don't know, but that's beside the point. This
yeah.
really does feel like it could be just an expansion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know? It definitely could be, yeah.
And, you know,
sure.
I mean, couple that with the fact that I have a hard time justifying that $50 price tag for Left 4 Dead, you know.
Especially when you look at something like, and I don't, you know, whether or not this should be brought up or not in this conversation, when you look at something like Killing Floor, which sells for mm-hmm. $20, has 5 maps, has 6 players at the same time, and has
yeah.
upgradable classes and weapons. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's granted, it's a different experience altogether.
So,
you know, it's
so
very similar,
that,
but it's still a different experience.
So, tying that to the email, then he said that if they're going to add in innovation or kind of like new things to the game, that would warrant a sequel. So, if Left 4 Dead, let's just say Left 4 Dead 2 had 6 player, maybe kind of more class based,
mm-hmm.
and say you can upgrade your characters, but still only give you 4 levels, would that be a little bit more acceptable?
To me, yes, it would be.
That's
because they're actually
yeah.
changing the way the game works.
Exactly. Yeah,
right
okay, cool.
now, all they're doing is they said all they've told us they're doing is they're adding melee.
Oh no, I know what they're doing. Yeah, I'm not arguing whether. Like, I agree. I'm just trying to. Like,
but yeah, if they
example.
Implemented like a class system and made upgradable classes and weapons, I would think that type of innovation in the game would warrant mm-hmm. a sequel.
Right.
So we agree with Bug basically. If, as long as they're mm-hmm. as long as they're you know putting in something that changes the gameplay drastically.
Right.
It's,
yeah,
it's
I would agree with that.
But
I would agree with that.
I mean, here is the caveat. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at typical Valve games. I mean, what's the time span in between sequels?
17 years.
Because they spend so much time, you know, playtesting this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just tweaking everything. And it's kind of scary, You know? I mean, how much time did they actually spend with this? Probably not a lot, because I think we're getting, for the most part, you know, the same game. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, which could be released as, you know, DLC
very
or
unlike
an expansion pack or whatever. So this is very un-Valve-like, which is scary.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Did Left 4 Dead do better on consoles than PC or no?
I doubt it, too.
So I was going to say maybe it did, and maybe they're going for the whole console crowd. Like, those console crowd likes their sequels fast, so let's kick out another sequel. That's the only kind of rationale I could think of Valve doing that, but I don't know.
Yeah, agreed. Hey, should we move on to another email?
Let's do that.
Are we done with the Left 4 Dead thing for now? Or maybe somebody else will bring it up.
For now, we'll probably bring it up again.
There might be somebody who brings it up. Anyway, this one is from Snickozilla. He says, mm-hmm. Hey, Indus, good on you for promoting Gunstay Heroes.
Gunstar Heroes.
I think he meant Gunstar Heroes. I brought the game on PSN last week, and I almost beat the game already. I'm pleased with the way that Sega brought it over. I hope that Sega will bring over General Chaos. That'll be an awesome game to play online, multi with voice chats. But to answer the question of the week, how soon is too soon for a sequel? Well, it turns me off when a game developer releases sequels too fast. A perfect example is Call of Duty 4 and Call of Duty 5. Now Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2.
Warfare 2.
I did not pick up Call of Duty 5, but we'll pick up COD MW2. I had zero interest in investing in a new COD. Wow, that's a lot of... Especially when they could have easily worked on COD 4. Long gone are the days of expansions, it seems. A one-year turnover is way too soon, a la Left 4 Dead 2. So to answer the question, 1 year is too soon. But on the flip side, a game sequel can come out too late. I feel that games can sometimes take too long to come out and people lose interest them, a la Final Fantasy and like StarCraft, Warcraft. Games like Half-Life 2, Episode 3, and StarCraft 2 will be awesome, but they are way overdue. Each time a game like this takes forever to be released, I lose interest in the game or even the game series. This might be due to teasers being released too early, though. Anywho, continue with the great podcast. Can't wait until Season 2 of Scrubsport comes around. Cheers, Snakeozilla.
Cool.
Thanks, Snake-o.
Snakeozilla.
So, I don't remember if he said this exactly, but it popped in my head when he was talking about it. This is another thing that came up about the whole Left 4 Dead issue, was that this game is still extremely active online.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big things that people are complaining about is that releasing Left 4 Dead 2 so soon is going to segment the market, and the people that are still playing 1 are going to lose players. They're going to lose people to play with.
No, it's going to happen.
Definitely.
That happened with Call of Duty as well, but a lot of people did go back to 4. And like Activision, okay, at least with Call of Duty, each game has a 2-year development cycle, which is fine, because all the Call of Duty games are really solid. They're actually really great games, but they're still quite a year apart. And when I loved 4, and when I picked up 5, I was like, I'm going to love this game. It was so good. And it was a great game, but I didn't even play through the whole single player. And it's not even that long. It's actually shorter than 4, I think.
And wow, really?
Yeah, because I was done. I was like, I played so much Call of Duty. I'm like, I just don't. I know this experience. I know I still like it, but it's not grabbing like it used to. If it waited another year, I probably would have played through the entire campaign and put a lot more hours into the multiplayer, which I didn't put too many hours in the multiplayer in World at War. Not even close to what I put into 4. And yeah, 1 year is way too soon.
What are you talking about? I love all the Madden releases.
See, that's something where DLC should friggin' take a presence in those games. But EA won't, because they know people pay $6 every single year for it.
People buy them.
Yeah,
and as long as people buy them, you vote with your money. You know, if people are buying them, then they're going to keep doing it.
You
and
people are stupid. Thanks a lot.
Reviews and stuff, I've read that the last one is good, and I heard 10's even way better. Like, apparently all this year's version of the EA Sports games are really, really awesome. But what the last 10 years, there weren't huge leaps in innovation.
Yeah, that's good that they're in, finally putting in some effort.
Time. But then what they're going to do is they're going to sit on it. They're gonna be like, we made the best version of football, we made the best version of basketball, we made the best version of hockey, golf, and what they're going to do, they're just going to keep just tweaking that engine with roster updates for like the next 8 years until people start complaining about it again, and then they'll be forced to redo it.
Yeah.
Circle of crap.
So, okay, what about it taking too long for a sequel?
Yeah,
it's painful. Do you really think anybody's really lost interest in like StarCraft?
No,
I think StarCraft. No, I mean, Diablo is still a huge following, but
Diablo,
Duke Nukem,
maybe.
Anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Duke Nukem
for sure. Duke Nukem definitely. But that's because
nobody gives a shit about Duke Nukem anymore.
That's because it's been so long; it's lost its audience. That's been like 10 years. That's way too.
Its
long.
Audience like, isn't a new generation of life at this point.
Exactly. People now who are playing video games have no fucking clue who Duke Nukem is. Except for us. Like, the people who do are all, like, probably mid-20s and up. I wouldn't even say. I'd say probably even, like, late 20s and up.
Yeah. But, no doubt. Yeah,
I couldn't care less about Duke Nukem. and I know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. I could care less. But other games, other big games, like the Half-Life series as well. I think those are spaced out a little too far. I mean, and granted, they're like huge experiences. You know, if we're talking about like Half-Life 2, you know, episodes and stuff, they're pretty short, you know, and it's the same engine and everything. It's like, why the hell did this take so long?
But it's episodic, Jason.
It is. And they could, you know, release those a little sooner, I would think. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't lost much interest in any of those.
No, I haven't lost interest in the Half-Life at all. Like, when they do announce when Episode 3 is coming out, I'm going to be excited. But at least they've been doing stuff to remind people the game's out there. Like, when they released Orange Box, like, the package and everything to get people to play the game again. Then they had the sale on Steam for the Half-Life. So they're not ignoring it. And they're making sure there's still, like, brand recognition out there for the Half-Life games. And even new people who, even though they're taking, what, it's been 3 years since Episode 2?
I don't know that it's been that long.
Yeah, I think it's been two years, I think. Not last fall, the fall before that. Yeah. So, I mean, there's people that might be new to the series. They're giving them a chance to play through them, so it's not like a Duke Nukem or a Prey where it's like they mention it, you play the game, but then they just don't mention it again for years.
Yeah.
They keep reminding people.
Indeed.
But, you know. Yeah.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's do it.
I get another email, but these damn voicemails are just like nagging at me to be played.
Well, play one. Give her.
Anytime now.
Hey, what's up, Endis? This is Eddie Kuznagi here with a voicemail for Question of the Week.
What's up, buddy?
Question of the Week.
Yes.
I honestly think that there's no such thing as having a game too soon. it is never too soon for a sequel to come out, in a way, depending on the game. I honestly think, like, games like Metal Gear, the Resident Evil, the Final Fantasy titles, those games come out every 3 to 4 years because, well, they take so much time to develop and direct and whatnot. But fighting, like, games like Street Fighter 4, I mean, look, it took them, like, I don't know how many years to make a sequel. They could have made a sequel sooner, but they just decided to make money out of making or the game, like, 10 years later after their previous title came out. I highly disapprove of Tekken 6, which comes out, like, 4 or 5 years after Tekken 5 comes out. I just think that depending on the genre or what the game is, that's when it's too soon for a game to come out. If it's a story-based game, if it's a running series, Castlevania, Final Fantasy, etc., I say it's over 2 years at maximum. I mean, at minimum, should be a time for a sequel. But for games like Madden, they come out with one every year because, well, all you got to do is put football players together and update the NFL league, and that's it. But there are games that does take that much time to make, and that's the games that we look up to. Yep. Anyway, this wraps up this voicemail. Take care, guys.
Later, man.
Later.
I don't know where he stands on that.
The Tekken thing and the Street Fighter thing, he says he disproves the Tekken thing taking 4 years. That's probably the smartest thing Namco's ever done, because the reason people got sick of fighting games is because they came out too damn often.
Yeah,
saturated the market, and it was like, and Street Fighter had how many sequels and spin-offs when it was popular? People got sick of it, and Capcom was smart. They waited 10 years, and were like, hey, you know what? Let's announce Street Fighter 4, and everyone's like, it's like, oh my gosh, Street Fighter! It hasn't been one in so long. I haven't played Street Fighter in forever, and look what it did. And 4 years for Tekken 6, it might. I don't think it'll have the same kind of impact at all, because Tekken's never like it's not as popular. But I think it might. I think Tekken 6. Will almost no doubt in my mind sell better than 4 and 5. At least that's
I would agree with that.
Because it's been
especially
4 years
considering it's multi-platform now.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And that, and because if you know, like, people haven't played it in a while, and the fans be like, oh yeah, they're gonna be all over it in a second. Whereas, you know, Tekken, there was Tekken, what, four or three, and then they had Tekken Tag Tournament that came out on the PS2, and then they threw out like different iterations of whatever. Yeah. And just, yeah, I think the fighting game was not a good example to use, or fighting game genre, because they oversaturated that, and sequels came out too soon, and people got sick of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He mentions like Metal Gear and things like that for taking time to do it, and that's a good thing. And those mm-hmm. are the type of sequels that
we want.
Can't get soon enough. You know, it's like, okay, I really want this sequel now, right? And you know, it's like I was saying before with Infamous. If the sequel to Infamous came out tomorrow, I would probably go out and buy it because the story ended for me, and I want it to keep going. Yeah, I want more of that story. But you know, I understand that it takes time, and they're going to make improvements and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it really depends on how much the game changes. How much improvement was made, you know. So I mean, I guess that's what really gets it in my eyes is what they've done to the game and the time that they've had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big time. Like God of War, like love the series and. Loved 1 and 2, but if 3 was to come out in the PS2 time, I probably wouldn't have been as hyped for it. And they had that little buffer. They had Chains of Olympus, kind of like a buffer in between 2 and 3 that's coming. And even Chains of Olympus, like I said, I love it, but I remember when I was talking about it on the show, it felt to me like just more God of War, which isn't a bad thing, but it didn't blow me away, except for the fact that it was running out of PSP. But
yeah,
like if 3 came out a year after that, I would be like, okay, guys, this is a bit too much, too fast. I'm sick of it. But now I can't wait for 3. It's on a new platform, you know, built from the ground up again.
It's gorgeous. Awesome.
It's been over a year, and it's almost been 2 years since I played a God of War game, like a new God of War game.
Right.
I can't wait. It's two years seems to be the magic number. Sorry, what was that, Jason?
I didn't say anything. I was agreeing silently, actually. No. I'm like, yeah, 2 years.
Cool, what else we got?
Let's do this last email here. Mm-hmm. This one is from our buddy Noggs. He says, Handis, I think that sequels need to be reasonably spaced out. According to the current trend, I think more than a year is a good beginning point. Setting up a trend where you pop out a game a month is too much, like Activision, and the market gets saturated with X games. EA Sports, WWE, Guitar Hero are the main offenders here, as they often pop out new versions that don't really add to the franchise and sometimes end up taking away things fans of the series liked. Mm-hmm. A small aside here, the Dreamer Imagine Pets crap needs to get cut out too, but that's more along the lines of shovelware.
Mm-hmm.
Although too long is bad too. If you wait too long, then people don't care about your franchise. Red Faction Guerrilla. I've actually had a bunch of people surprised to find that it was a sequel, and have heard more, they really made a sequel of that, rather than, cool, I was hoping for another one. Unless there's some sort of nostalgia flair, like Punch-Out, it might be a better idea to just rework it as a new franchise. So, I guess, for a definite answer, I would have to probably say 2 to 3 years is a good wait. That way developers can get new ideas and have time to flesh stuff out. Even if the original game was bad, this still gives a good window to make improvements without jumping the gun. I believe that companies need to make games that are worth playing a good while in the first place, so that mm-hmm. sequels are not needed as often. Would love, Nogrick. P.S. Add me to that Oddworld. Thanks.
Cool.
He wants a free game. I'll have to double check and make sure.
Well,
I
you
that.
Better check and do that.
You better check.
Yeah,
that's a good point, though. Like, if you're craving the game, like, after you beat it, like, a lot more, like, you want a sequel right away, besides, like, story things, like Chris, you're saying Infamous, because, like, you want to see what happens in the story, but in terms of gameplay, chances are they made the game way too short.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, if the game's long enough to, you know, to satisfy you, be like, you know what, that was great, loved it, but, you know, give it time before I do it again.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Do you think they made Infamous too short? I think it was kinda, sorta. It was quick. Really? It was over pretty quick.
But now that I've been going through it, like avoiding the side missions, just trying to beat the game on the first time, I kind of blazed through. Like the first two, what's called islands, took a bit for me. But when I got to the third, I was like, "This seems to be going way too fast." But I wasn't doing any side missions, so
that's why. Yeah. My second playthrough, I breezed through like that. That was over in a couple nights, you know, of gameplay.
Oh wow. So.
Yeah, and the third island is much smaller than the other two anyway.
It's fucking hard, okay. though.
It is fucking hard.
Damn First Sons. Oh, they're... Did you play it on Super, the fucking Jason mode? Which is the new hard
The
mode?
New hard? No, I didn't. I'm on normal.
How about you, Chris?
I played my Evil run on hard mode. Uh-huh. Evil is harder than good.
Yeah,
I'm
true.
Just gonna really? Throw that out there.
A little
oh,
bit, yeah.
Oh, yes. Because not only do the good powers... I don't know why we're getting this off is, on this tangent.
This is a tangent.
Totally a tangent. But the good powers actually do things like... later on, they actually do things like recharge your energy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also the evil... When you're going the evil route, you don't get that type of power. And not only are you facing all the gangs, you're facing the cops and you're facing the civilians. Because
mm-hmm.
everybody wants to get a piece of you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And when it's on hard, there were times when I had all three of them coming at me. And I was like, fuck me. I had rocks coming at me, cops shooting, the First Son shooting. And it was just like, oh, look, I'm dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Anyway. Veer back on topic. Sorry.
Well,
lots of info.
What about
talk.
Nostalgia-based stuff? Because Nintendo has a habit of taking forever. And... Punch-Out didn't sell too well. So is that because you think that they took too long to release a sequel to Punch-Out, or is it because just the market, like the audience that bought a Wii don't know
it's
what Punch-Out is?
The Wii.
I think it's the audience mainly.
Oh,
Mason?
Yeah, it's definitely the audience. If you ask me, it is. I mean, because how many hardcore gamers do you think own, like, what percentage of Wii owners do you think are hardcore gamers? I would say less than a third.
Yeah, it's a small percentage, to say the least. Yeah. And even the commercials were aimed at, you know, some of the, you know, people that were, you know, that are familiar with the game, like the pink jumpsuit and everything, you know? If you saw someone without being familiar with that series, you'd be like, what?
They'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah, it'd be a very WTF moment.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
You.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris nailed it, you know? I mean, there's not a ton of hardcore gamers on the Wii anymore.
Right.
No.
I would seriously say it's less than a third of hardcore gamers that actually have Wiis.
Yeah. But, you know, I'd probably be safe in saying that a majority of them went out to get this, but...
Yeah.
Still, that's not enough. Not enough people.
No.
Platform, I guess, would be my answer. Like the audience, I guess.
Well, he brought up Guitar Hero. Oh, God. Guitar Hero.
Dude, don't they have three of them coming out this year?
Yes. Yes. There's Metallica came out. Smash Hits just came out. Five is coming out. A new one for the DS just came out. It's like, really? Do I need this many, like, fucking Guitar Hero games? Drives me nuts. And it's like, do any of them work with each other? Who the hell knows? You lose track of which one's coming out next.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's not like they're all compatible. So,
yeah. They said that like the DLC from World Tour is going to work on 5. It's like, okay, great. What about the rest of the songs on 4? On World Tour?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know? Are you going to do something? Are you going to export it like Rock Band did? Because that was a fucking good idea. I happily gave him my $5 for that. You know?
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
That's oversaturation.
My Guitar Hero rant for the
day. Yeah, that's a little too soon.
Definitely oversaturation.
If they,
that's your once a month thing right there.
Yeah, if they had one big game, you know, a year even, that might be better. You know, because there's lots of content to that, right? You know, it's not maybe an upgrade to the, you know, the functionality or the system or anything, but, you know, you've got lots and lots more content, but. Yeah, they're spacing it out and putting it all over the place.
And see, I think Harmonix did a good job with the way they released Rock Band 1 and 2 because, you know, they spaced it out about a year, but it didn't look like it was much, but when you actually got your hands on Rock Band 2, it did feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a lot of small changes that seemed to amount to more, you know, you combine the sum of its parts and it's more than what you would think. You know,
I didn't get that impression. I mean, it was still same old Rock Band as far as I'm concerned. It was just the new UI, but
it felt better to me though.
Okay.
I don't know why. It was something about it. It just felt better.
Fair enough.
Drink and mm-hmm. you know they're doing the one big game a year at this point. It seems like because they did one and they did two and now they're doing Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were forced to do two though. I don't think that was. I don't know. I still think that
that
was.
I think they did two to try and keep up with.
With Guitar Hero.
Activision, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that was planned, like, until maybe... Because literally, it was supposed... But yeah, like Jason said, it's kind of like a UI, kind of like a couple changes here and there, a couple little features that could have been DLC, and then it crap load of new songs, which they could have had coming down the pipeline for DLC, for all we know.
True.
And they're like, you know what, let's throw it on a disc, throw it out there, put Rock Band 2. And they might have been selling their instruments separately. And they're like, hey, we'll just pack it in. New instruments for all.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to move on. This is our final bit here.
Email.
Okay.
This is from, well, I'm going to surprise you.
All right. Good, this is Repeat here, answering your question of the week about sequels. So how soon is too soon? Well, for me, anything that comes out within 2 years of its original is probably pushing it and being a bit too soon.
Fair.
The only exception I can think of is Rock Band 2, but that's less of a sequel and more of a track pack and interface upgrade, in my opinion. Anyway, catch you later.
What? Was that, wow. Was that, that it? Was, that,
short, sweet, and to the point. Awesome.
Okay. I love that.
That's a good example of the voicemails that we like. I don't have to pay attention as long. yeah, I mean, it seems to be pretty unanimous with the way people are thinking. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, 2 years is pretty much the sweet spot. You know, that's where you want to be.
That's our magic number, 2 years.
Yeah. It seems that way.
2 years, and yeah.
In reality, it really depends on what you're changing. And, you know, I wouldn't mind, like, I wouldn't mind Left 4 Dead coming out a year later if they were actually doing something that seemed significant to the way the game played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but they're really not, as far as I can tell so far. They might come out and, like, bust out this big announcement, but I doubt it somehow.
Well, yeah, I doubt it. I mean, the Left 4 Dead thing kind of myths me, in addition to, you know, what we've already mentioned. But I'm worried that they're not going to keep supporting Left 4 Dead 1. Right?
Right.
There's a huge user base for it. I mean, Gabe Newell has come out and, you know, he gave the canned response. Left 4 Dead 2 does not change our plans for Left 4 Dead. That doesn't tell
but that
me
doesn't say anything.
You know? I mean,
their plans for Left 4 Dead might have been, hey, we're going to come out with one DLC that's going to be free, then we're not going to touch it again.
Right.
Right.
Then he wouldn't be lying still.
Never know. Exactly. So, my mind is not set. Yeah. You know, at ease.
What about something like Gran Turismo, who... It's taking forever. It's been delayed, and delayed on PSP.
And they're kind of they kind of whet your appetite with things like
with Prologue,
Gran Turismo HD, and then Prologue,
which I did play like, actually the other day, which I forgot to mention. But what does that do for you guys? Would you rather them not do something like that, or give you a little taste of something that I think will actually be totally different? I don't think 5 is going to be at all like Prologue.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think that was kind of like a beta thing. Like let's give them something to keep them happy, and also. Like bankroll us for a little bit.
I'm not sure how I feel about Gran Turismo, because I have this like love hate thing with Gran Turismo, because the first game I played the shit out of it, and I played a lot of the second one, and then as I got into the third one it kind of trickled off, and then the fourth one I barely touched. I own them all though, so it's like I'll probably go out and buy a Gran Turismo 5. But
yeah.
I didn't buy Prologue though. So, but I'll probably go out and buy Gran Turismo 5. But how long will I put? What kind of time am I going to put into it? That's the big question.
Because I know a couple of people who are waiting to buy a PS3 when Gran Turismo 5 comes out.
Really?
And that's all they're looking forward to. And
well,
that's just shows
it's a damn good series. So,
I guess if the series has the audience and they have those, you know. The people that will buy the game all the time, and they're that big, they can kind of take a little bit longer than other people. But then at least you don't have to worry about it too soon in those cases. So, which I guess is our question, not really what's too long. But
can you guys think of any examples of like too little, too late?
Too little, too late.
Yeah, like you've been waiting years.
Commando.
That's
what'd you say?
I hate to say it.
That's,
Bionic
that's
Commando.
A great example, actually.
Oh, Bionic Commando. Yeah,
that's the first thing that comes to my head. I mean, they had so many chances where they could have put out, you know, a new game, and you know, they put out Rearmed and revitalized it, got everyone so excited, and then they brought out the new Bionic Commando, and you know, it was just like, yeah, we were done. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that's thoroughly disappointing. You said, you know, you've been waiting years, you know, 5 years or something for this. You know, for the next sequel to come out. And, you know, you get it, and it's like, well, shit, this could have been a last-gen game. You know, why didn't they bring this out earlier? What the fuck?
Perfect Dark.
Good example.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
So, I mean, those are probably examples of, you know,
see, I'm wondering
long.
If Gran Turismo is going to fall into that too little, too late
I don't
category.
Think it will.
Well, here's the reason I say that, because think about what's come out since then. Look at all the racing games that have come out. Forza 2 came out. Forza 3 is going to be out. Yeah. And the thing is that Polyphony is just sitting on Gran Turismo right now, from what I understand. I actually heard them talking about it on Listen Up the other day. And they were saying that, like, the people at Polyphony are saying the game's pretty much done. Yeah. They're just doing tweaks until they feel like it's ready
to be thrown out. Well, they're perfectionists. What's-his-face?
Yeah, they're super deal perfectionists. Just so much detail into everything.
Yeah.
And now now they have to make sure, like, the damage modeling is perfect as well, because they're doing that now.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, you look at how much content they're pushing into it. You know, they've got the World Rally Championship stuff in there now, and the NASCAR stuff.
NASCAR,
that's perfect. So, I mean, God knows when this game's going to come out.
I don't care. I really am. I'm like, okay, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's just me. I'm not, like, really looking forward to the, you know, to any of the games, so, to any of the Gran Turismo games. So, I'm not a fan. Whatever.
Yeah. I am. I'll buy it still. Yeah. I'm that guy.
That's cool.
I'm a sucker. I'll buy it. I'll play it for like 3 or 4 hours, and then I'll be done.
Then never touch it.
Yeah. That's pretty much right. All right, Jason, do you have any that are that you think are too little too late?
Jeff already got that Duke Nukem, and he nailed it, dude. You know, nobody gives a shit about that series anymore. You know, they squandered their opportunity with that. So, you know, but I mean, for the most part,
they keep throwing shit out there about it too, and it's just like, nobody cares, man.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what I was going to say in my wrap up, and you know, you can probably count it as such, but it's like, I, with story based games, Eddie kind of touched on this too. It's like, I want them to kind of take their time, you know. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm salivating for it, I want to know what's going on with it. I want them to do it right. So for the most part, and I think I've learned a lot of patience, you know, as I'm getting on in my years. You know, I can wait now for games. Whereas
and
before, it's like, I fucking need this now. Why did you bring in Metal Gear Solid 2 now? What the,
as a kid, time goes by like so long. Yeah. Like a week seems like a month, and when you got a full-time job and other responsibilities and like a family, a year goes by like nothing.
Yeah, and now I'm kind of looking at it as like a, you know, from a fiscal standpoint, it's like, well, shit, I can't afford another Madden. What the? And I don't care about the, you know, the gameplay or the, you know, new stuff, but God, another one. It's only been a year. God, so
it's already been a year.
Jesus, where did time go when I'm so old? I'm too poor for games. No, I mean, that's my wrap up. So I want the big games to take their time. I really don't care how long it takes, but, and I think the opportunity for, you know, it growing a little long in the tooth is you know, few and far between. I think for the most part, people are, you know, pretty patient, and you know, they're still going to buy it when it comes out. You know, Gran Turismo is still going to sell a shit ton, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, even though it's been so long. So.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Well, I'll go real quick. I was just going to repeat what I've already said pretty much. I think that if it's going to be a short amount of time between sequels, then, you know, there should be something significant that's been done to the game.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me want to buy it.
For full price.
For full price. I think the 2 year spot seems to be a pretty good sweet spot. But, you know, as Jason said, if it's a story-based game like Infamous or God of War, even though I'm, like, itching for it right now, I want them to take their time and get it right. So that's the gist of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with multiplayer games, wait until your community dies off.
Yeah.
Don't, like, when you have, like, hundreds of thousands of people playing your fucking game, don't segment your market. It's stupid.
Unless you're positive that they're all going to make the jump over. Because, I mean, Halo 2 had a huge community right up until Halo 3 was released. And once Halo 3 was released, like 90% of them transferred over.
Yeah, but look at how much time
that was, like,
between
that
Halo
was like
2
years,
and Halo 3.
2 or 3 years between them. So, yeah, right. Like Call of Duty's bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Those Halo kids are just like, they'll buy whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, they could, you know, release something called, like, you know, Reach or something, and people would still probably
Reach
buy
around.
It.
Reach would be awesome.
You know, if they did, like, an RTS-type game for Halo, I'll bet people would buy it.
You know what? I would take your opinion as credible if you actually took the time to play one of the games.
I have. You know, I'm just no good at it. Whatever. So. I just, you know, I'm not 16, I guess.
They can have Street Fighter V, the role playing game, and
I would buy
nice.
Yeah.
Street Fighter RPG.
Yep.
Jeff, what do you think, man?
Yes, pretty much the same thing you guys are saying. It's as long as the game doesn't come out too soon after I beat a game where I was actually sick of the game, like, hey, it's a cool game, but I'm done with it for now, that's fine. And the 2 year thing is pretty money. Gives you time to play other stuff and then crave the other stuff, the old stuff again. The old gameplay mechanics.
And it also gives you time where if you've actually gone through it once already, you know, you get enjoyment about going back to it. You know, later on. Like we were talking about Mass Effect earlier. I mean, I'm going to probably go back and play some more Mass Effect before 2 comes out, because I want to get the character that I'm going to transfer over, I want to get her to level 60. You know? I haven't done that yet. So I'm going to go back and play it some more.
Yeah. They gotta give us something to do while we wait.
That's right.
That's the rumor.
Cool. All right. Good deal. Should we move on?
Yes.
Do some new releases?
Yes.
All right. Let me break them out. Next week for the PS3 coming out, we've got Overlord 2.
Cool.
Dynasty Warriors 6 Empires.
Cool.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Fight Night Round 4. And Fritz Chess.
What?
As in Fritz the Cat?
I doubt it.
No.
Speaking of Generation Lost, I was like, what? half the people listening are like, who the fuck is that?
I have no idea.
Who, Heathcliff? Garfield?
Damn Canadian cartoons. It's just a chess simulator. That's what it seems like.
I don't get the reference. I'm probably making nerds cry out in rage right now, but I don't. Okay.
I'll look it up in a minute. Let's see, for the PSP, Transformers and Monster Hunter Freedom Unite comes out next week. Nice.
Yes. I'm getting it. That's my pick of the week.
What else?
Oh, spoiler. Oh, blew my load. Show is over.
Transformers is also coming out on PS2. For the 360, Dynasty Warriors 6 Empires, Transformers, Overlord 2, Fight Night Round 4. And that's it for 360. Wii is getting Resident Evil Archives, cool. Dawn of Discovery. The Conduit comes out next week. That's pretty exciting. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, Overlord Dark Legend. And that'll do it for the Wii. The DS is getting...
So wait, Conduit's next week?
What's that?
Conduit's next week?
Conduit is next week, yeah. That's what it says.
Huh.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was so soon. I thought it was going to come out next month. DS is getting Transformers, Devil Survivor, Overlord, Wint Minions. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor. That's pretty cool. Dawn of Discovery. And that's it. So PC is getting Fuel, Overlord 2, Transformers. Everybody's getting this shit. And Spore Galactic Adventures. And that's
don't give no shit about that. That's what you have to say.
That's what I have to say.
That's all fine and dandy, but I want to hear what Repeat has to say. All
right.
Okay. Release list time once again, and there's actually quite a lot of things coming out this week. Surprisingly,
sounds like it.
All right. So probably the most interesting thing from my perspective is the Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor for DS.
Talk to me about it.
Like most SMT games, you know, role playing games, summon demon persona-y thingamagogs and do whatever.
Cool.
This one adds some strategy RPG sort of elements to the series, and it's looking pretty neat. Elsewhere, we've got Overlord 2 for the Xbox and PS3, Fight Night Round 4 for both those platforms as well. Monster Hunter Freedom Unite is coming to the PSP, although there's no online play, or proper online play. Those Sony's just released Ad Hoc Party outside of Japan. What else we got? Dynasty Warriors 6 Empires for PS3 and 360. We've also got The Conduit for the Wii, which if you really need a first-person shooter and you're on the Wii, it's probably a decent choice.
That's
we've got
it.
Resident Evil Archives, Resident Evil, which I think is a remake of the original Resident Evil for the Wii, so that could be kind of interesting if you're into the survival horror sort of thing. We've also got two other Overlord games. We've got Dark Legend for the Wii and Minions for the DS. We've got Pangea Fantasy Golf for the PSP. Kind of strikes me as, why would you bother if you may as well just get Hot Shots, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's my boycott of the week, and that is yet another game from Activision, surprise, surprise. It's based on a movie, which never should have been made in the first place, and it's Transformers. Fuck you, Michael.
Bye. I cut it off too soon. So yeah, that list was pretty similar, and,
Yeah.
He mentioned one extra one, Pangaea, the fantasy golf one.
Yeah. Wasn't it like an online...
I see that when I look at the release lists, one... if I don't actually see a box box cover,
you don't
I won't it. Mention it, because I don't think it's actually coming out.
Yeah. I thought Pangaea
unless
was
it's like on the PS3 or the 360 and it looks like it's a downloadable title, then I'll mention it. But I don't think this is that situation. So
we got to coordinate these new releases better, because we're getting some redundancies. Or, Chris, I'm not throwing you out to the wolves here, but maybe Repeat should take over the new release list.
I have no problem with that. And then you want to give me less to do? That's awesome.
Well, no, I'm not saying less to do. We can find some other stuff for you to do, because we've been getting a lot of emails and stuff lately. Maybe.
No, what I was going to say is what we could do is we'll just play his voicemails first if he's going to send one every week, and then I'll just fill in the gaps.
Okay. We'll try that for a while. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
This is the magic of podcasting and how we produce such high-quality entertainment every week.
That's high quality.
We fucking do it live.
What show are you listening to?
I don't know. I'm making shit up.
I don't know.
new release?
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Ooh. What do we got? Jason, I know what you're picking.
Monster Hunter. But there's some other good ones. Overlord 2 and Fight Night. I mean, that's some big shit.
Yeah, I'm going either Fight Night 4 or Conduit. I'm kind of on a little bit of a Wii kick right now, and I really like the Metroid controls. So.
You're so gay. Oh, my
gosh. That's, I don't know. Conduit might be it, just to be different. Conduit or Fight Night. I mean, I didn't play the Fight Night 4 demo yet. 3 was amazing. They took a few years in between it. Could be awesome. Looks awesome.
Cool.
But if you're going to get Fight Night, you're already going to get Fight Night, so I'm going to go with... Fuck. Download Gunstar Heroes.
Alright. But don't, if you want to play a multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, Infamous. Exactly. Buy Infamous. Infamous by wins.
Infamous wins. That's awesome. Now, if I had to pick something on here, it would be Monster Hunter. That would be what I would buy next week if I was going to buy something.
Excellent choice.
Yeah.
And I'll get it eventually, just not next week. But yeah.
Sweet.
Cool. All right, Jason, we have any other emails?
We do. We've got some regular stuff. I'm going to shake it up and do a voicemail, though, first, I think.
Ooh.
Let's just do it. Let's go for it.
Hey, guys. Ace is high here.
I'm sorry about
last week. No questions. I was in South Carolina, which is about 4 hours away from where I live in Florida. So, yeah, sorry about that. My first question is, 2 weeks ago, you answered what animal you'd like to own.
Yes.
Now I want to know if that's the same animal you would like to be, if you could be an animal, and if it's not, why? Okay, the second question is, have you ever been to a live concert and actually heard someone yell, play Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yes.
And finally, my third question is, have you ever met someone with a strange nickname that no one could quite... to figure out why he got that name.
All right, thank you, Ace.
Can I give Ace a little tip there?
Yeah, turn down the background music.
Yeah. I was, like, really strained to hear some of those. So I was like, what?
All right, so let's do a recap. So he asked us what animal companion.
Animal we want to be.
Well, I mean, yeah, but the follow-up was, yeah, which one do we want to be?
Jason's
going to pick. Would we want to be that same animal? Would you want to be the falcon?
What was my answer?
You said a walrus.
I would want to be some sort of... my answer was a dog, because that's what I have, and I like dogs, and I will continue to have dogs for the rest of my life. But I don't want to be a dog. I would want to be some sort of bird of prey. I think it would be awesome.
All right, yeah.
Like an eagle or a hawk of some sort. Yes.
Quit stealing my shit, man.
Sorry, dude.
Damn it. Well, I mean, yeah, I'd obviously still want to be the falcon, even though I have a phobia of birds. That's a weird thing. Lisa called me out on that. She's like, what do you mean a falcon? I'm like, sometimes I just say stuff to be funny. Shut up. Birds freak me right the fuck out, man. They do. I'd still want to be a falcon, though. Or a wolf. No, wolf. Wolf.
Can I pick a dinosaur?
Sure, why not?
Maybe I don't want to pick a dinosaur.
All right, there you go.
Can I pick a mythological creature?
You want to be a dragon?
Fucking Hydra, man.
Fucking Hydra.
Fuck shit
Hydra?
Up.
That's good. If we're going to go that route, I want to be a dragon.
Dragon.
Fire-breathing dragon
actually.
With wings.
I think we'd all pretty much agree on dragon. Okay, a real-life animal? I don't know. It'd have to be something fucking... dude, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think I have to go with like a leopard or something like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Climb the fuck out of a tree and run really, really
climb
fast.
Climb the fuck out of a tree and run fast. I like that. All right. So hey, what was the next one? Skinnerd one?
Eat shit. Yeah, it's a no
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, live concert or someone actually said play Skinnerd.
No. Freebird, yes. Which
Freebird,
is
yes.
By Skinnerd, but...
With Skinnerd, yeah. Yeah. I guess that kind of qualify.
I think yeah. So. Yeah, everybody does the Freebird at some point. Some drunken hick somewhere.
Yeah. I'm sure always. I've probably been at a concert where someone has yelled it. I've just never heard it.
Yeah.
We were at Renfest the other weekend, and our buddy Alex, he was on the Fallout show. There was some dude dressed up in this like really weird costume, but he was playing all these like bells, right? It was this like big trailer full of bells. Okay. And
he was creepy too.
Very, very creepy looking. You know?
Dude, he's got a trailer full of bells.
Yeah, a black robe, white mask with like this huge nose on it. Anyway, so you know, everybody's kind of digging, you know, the music or whatever, pretending to, and Alex all of a sudden yells out, "Play Thriller!" And you get a lot of nasty looks from people. So it's like,
aww,
come
that'd
on,
be funny.
Some fun people.
Hey, before we move on, Jason, since you brought up the Renfest, I was going to say that when we went to the Birds of Prey and you were too chicken shit to come with us.
Fucking birds, man.
when we were sitting in the audience and Eric got buzzed twice by one of the birds.
See, that shit's freaky. I bet he was scared.
And the Falcon was badass. He was showing off how it like dives at shit at like over 100 miles an hour.
See?
Crazy stuff.
Dangerous. And if you looked in their soulless black eyes... you can tell that they want to kill you, eat you if they could, at least rend you.
What was the last one? Strange nicknames.
Yeah. Oh god, I can't think of any shit. Somebody.
Yeah, I know this is one I actually wish I kind of did hear ahead of time, because I know I've had that when I've been like, why do you call your buddy that name? And I just can't think of anyone right now.
Do we have any buddies that we have funny names for?
Chris, I can't think of any.
Damn.
Well, we did call this one guy. Like, it's not a name that. It's a name we gave somebody who, whenever we tell people, whenever we talk to people, like what his name is, because we actually, his nickname is the worst nickname in the entire world, and we actually called him this out in public, and we called him Cockface.
Oh, okay. Cockface. Not so bad. Kind of charming.
It's a guy I work with, and we'd have that question all the time, because I don't even know how I think it happened. Like, a guy was just arguing with another guy at work. And he called him a cockface, and then we just kind of called him cockface over and over again. And it stuck to the point where we'd call him that in public. We'd actually take him out to parties and shit. We'd be like, oh, introduce him as cockface. And he really didn't like us after a while.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I know there was one guy, and I almost gave away the joke already, but he came over and he started hanging out with us with one of our friends. And, you know, he came over one weekend and he stayed like the entire weekend, but he never really talked to anybody. And then all of a sudden, like Sunday night, he just got up and he left. And everyone was kind of looking at one another and they're like, see ya, guy. And that name stuck with him. And I still, to this day, I cannot remember what his actual name was. We just called him Guy and he was cool with that.
So, nice.
But, yeah. Right.
There was a girl in my high school that everyone called Skippy. Which I'm pretty sure how she got it, and I'm sure everyone in their high school had a girl named Skippy or nicknamed Skippy, but just no one ever really asked.
Oh. There was a girl in my junior high that we called Bubbles. Well, not weed. Well, I did once, and then she almost hit me, but it wasn't because she had a bubbly personality. She kind of looked like a bunch of bubbles.
Bubble. Oh.
Together.
I had a girl in my high school. I had a girl in my high school that people called Timber. And I'm like, Timber, how the fuck did that happen? Well, come to find out, her actual name was September.
September.
And they were calling her Timber with an E.
And you're like, check out my shirt.
What?
See the Timber Wolf on it? How'd you like Oh, yeah. There's three of them howling at a moon.
She was hot, too, man.
We need wolf shirts for Indus Fest. For real.
Timber Wolf shirts.
I'm serious. I picked one out for us. We got to wear it. Anyway.
All right.
Oh, man. All right, moving on. Let's get to something else.
I was going to read an email from some dude, and then I decided not to because we're going to do a special on it, and I forgot the dude's name.
Mr. Bug? The one where you said we're going to go back to it later?
Oh, it was Tactical Move Phase. That's what his name was.
Okay.
It's about fighting games. Anyway. Okay. Let's do this one. Big C3 here. Longtime listener. First time caller. Emailer. Anyway, my question to you is, what cool uses for 3D technology could be used in the future? My suggestion is a game which learns the layout of your living room and projects objects onto furniture. You think you see a box on the table, but it's a virtual box. But here we go. Imagine if it was even cooler and the game reached into your PS3 hard drive photos and put the head of a person in one of these photos on the box.
What the
horror
hell?
Games would have a whole new meaning when you discover Granny's head inside of a box in your hands. This is awesome. And Jason, I agree with you on the Crackdown thing. Thank you very much.
Bullshit.
Although I've never played the game, Wikipedia suggests to me that the main protagonist is just a man with a robotic limb or two. How does that make someone a superhero?
And he doesn't have a robotic limb.
And what David has been saying on his voicemails about how Captain America, etc., are superheroes due to their super soldier serums, which are basically drugs. Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, used to take steroids during his bodybuilding days and now saves lives in his role as governor. Does that make him a superhero?
Yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a superhero.
He's a superhero.
Satisfied?
No, he doesn't think he is. You're not getting this, Chris. Anyway, keep up the good work on the
Chris
podcast.
Chris and I think
guys.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is a superhero.
I think Arnold Schwarzenegger is a superhero.
Good have you seen Last Action Hero? Come on.
That's a great movie. You fuck right off. From Big C3, your other Scottish listener who can't come to IndusFest due to school hours, lack of a job, and legs too long to fit into airline seats for more than an hour or two. I feel you, buddy.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Big C3.
Awesome.
He knows what he's talking about.
It's my he did up until he got to the whole superhero thing.
I like that granny's head in the box. That's pretty funny.
That is funny
shit.
3D ideas.
Let's see. 3D space.
I
mean,
know
besides
what
sex.
Is he like saying 3D technology as in like out of the TV, like 3D glasses of some sort or what?
I think he's talking about like that creepy monkey thing.
Ah.
That creepy monkey thing.
They should, you know what they should do? They should use the iToy and make like a collectible card game where you like see your things
on
the screen.
Oh, wait, they did that, but they were ripping everyone off because the cards are too damn fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds...
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that sounds about
right. And then they charge you for a downloadable content as well as charging for cards. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I might be wrong here, but are you talking about Eye of Judgment?
I am talking about Eye of Judgment.
Is that what it was called?
Sure.
Eye of Fuckman. That's great.
Anywho, any other applications that you can think of?
Really. I can't think of anything that's going to beat what he said.
Right.
Grandma's head in a box. That's awesome.
Grandma's head in a box.
I don't want games that make me move around too much, so I don't want anything, you know. I'd be like, oh, I'll make my room to like a virtual forest and I can go around shooting things. No. That's no longer a game.
That's true.
Sorry, I didn't put too much thought.
Let's jump back over to the other computer here. And on the other computer, I have my voicemails.
Oh.
Of which I'm going to play one.
Okay.
Do it.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's up?
I see you fucking floundering there with all the maximum tardage fanboys writing in.
Thank you.
And, you know, in your defense, you could probably throw out that a good superhero is measured by the quality of his villains. So maybe if that Jagoff and Crackdown lacks a good Red Skull, a Joker, a Crimson Dynamo or somebody, an abomination to take him down, then yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sick of watching these people dogpile you with their horrendous taste in games and
vindication.
Comics.
Thank you, brother.
It would mean something if it wasn't coming from the marquee, but you know.
I think it means more that it's coming from the marquee.
He's saving the city. He's a superhero.
But none of the villain thing is a great point, though, because
he's got lots of villains to defeat. You kill three different gang bosses. That works.
But they're not good villains. That's the thing. They're shitty villains. So. They're drug dealers. It's like they're caricatures. It's like, I don't care. Not a superhero. That's the last of that for real.
Mm-hmm.
No more of that.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Some dude sent us a bunch of videos. That's not great on a podcast. maybe when we do our video episode. But nonetheless, thank you, and I will watch them. And they're of a comedian. But anyway, next email for real this time. This is from Project. I know people bitch about you guys talking about Street Fighter 4. I'm not one of them. I want to hear more, if anything. After all, Jason is the reason I got into Street Fighter 4 in the first place. But they never said anything about talking about Blaze Blue or King Fighters 12. So,
Project, you don't listen to Scrubs for, do you?
Talk to them about them, even if it's just a little. What do you think about them, characters you want to try playing, etc.? Thanks, signed Nico, also known as Project. Also known as one of my favorite dudes.
You guys will be hearing a lot more about King of Fighters very soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good time to announce that, I think.
So. And also, Project, ScrubSport.com. We have a podcast, Scrub Sports Center.
He writes us every week there. Okay, he knows.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Right. Blaze Blue I have pre-ordered. I haven't really done a whole lot of research on the characters yet. So I'm probably going to wait until I see some of the videos that come with the special edition and make my decision then. So.
They have a character in Blaze Blue I've been eyeing. I can't remember his name. He's the good dude with the kind of the sword. I don't know. He's like blue and silverish.
He's like,
I can't remember
his
name.
The Ryu clone. Is that why you're?
I don't know. I have no idea if he's a Ryu clone. I've just seen videos and I don't know. He looks cool.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar with the Blaze Blues as I am the King of Fighters. The Blaze Blues. I've said this before. I think it's going to be kind of a fun distraction until King of Fighters comes out. And I'm really sad, actually, that it looks like they pushed back Blaze Blue by like a week or something like that, I think.
Yeah.
And so there's only like a week now between that and King of Fighters. But, Blaze Blue's, it's kind of a successor to, the Guilty Gear series, gorgeous hand-drawn animation and whatnot, very fast, hectic gameplay, which isn't typically my style, but they're fun to play. So, I'm keeping my expectations low, so I haven't really been looking into that one too much. King of Fighters, of course, I'm all about that. Love the universe, love all the characters. Looking forward to playing with, Terry and Joe and, the whole crew. Raiden is back, no longer Big Bear. Back to his roots with wrestling mask.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good shit.
And Maya's missing, which makes me sad.
Yeah. There's some more bouncy for you to Google that, though. But yeah,
Iori's in 12, right?
Yeah, it looks like, Kyo and Iori are now, like, the Ken and Ryu, the King of Fighters SNK world, as it were.
No, really?
So, they're going to be sticking around for a while. And I got to say, I think Athena is like the new Chun-Li, whereas Mai used to be. Mai used to be the girl.
Mai definitely was, especially for
like Shane said in the thing, he said that he related actually the Mai thing to Chun-Li, how Chun-Li wasn't in Third Strike.
Yes, she was.
And she still did Chun-Li. No, she was in Third. She was in Third Strike. She wasn't in Street Fighter 3.
Three when it first came out, right?
Okay. Yeah, the first and the second edition. It was the last one. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe Mai will come back.
It could happen.
We shall see. We'll have to drill him about that.
We shall.
Oh wait, did I say that? Sorry.
Don't say anything in case it doesn't happen. Because every time we seem to don't do that, it doesn't friggin' happen, and then
that's true.
Yeah, we are going to be having a fighting game special, as it were, and
we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah,
just have questions in your mind about King of Fighters, and be ready.
That's all we're
super, be ready for when I post the topic.
That's all we're super saying.
Exactly.
Is it that's voicemail time again?
Sure.
I think that's up to you, isn't it?
Back and forth. Here we go.
All right.
Well, hello there, Ingus. It's Necro again. I figured I'd give Jason the week off from reading my terrible emails. So now you
just
have to listen to me babble on for a few minutes.
Thanks a lot.
But so I got a quick question, and Pope and Emily's asked this before, What are some of your biggest gaming pet peeves? And that can either be, game design choices or, anything in general that has to do with games. Personally, a few of mine would definitely be, like escort missions. Definitely, I think that's probably a big one.
Yeah.
for a lot of people, things that they hate. And number two, another one is, I think a lot
long drawn out emails.
I know everyone's gonna roll their eyes when I bring this example up, but control center aren't that responsive, and I mean, later. And that's exactly one of the reasons that I like Ninja Gaiden is because controls are pinpoint precise. And
pet peeve is shitty camera.
You want to be able to control your guy. and finally, this bad AI, especially when they pair you with a partner.
What are you talking about?
They always everybody keeps raving how they have this awesome partner AI. And yeah, it's usually just a pain, and kind of harkens back to the escort mission thing. It was playing through the Evil 5. Yeah, it definitely hasn't gotten any better this gen either. So, I'm curious, what are some of yours? See ya.
Later, Necro. Gaming pet peeves. Can I just go ahead and say it? Quick time events.
Yes.
Quick time events.
I don't mind them.
Yes, you do. You hate them.
It depends on how well they're done.
Yeah, exactly.
They're always done shittily.
I think that there are bad
ones. God of War does them really well. I like God of War's quick time events.
They're only tolerable because there's so many shitty ones out there.
Could be. That could be the case. But they're not one of my main top. They're not. I don't even think that would be in my top five biggest pet peeves.
That's in my top five. Not that I have a top five picked out.
So is Shitty Camera, right, Jason?
Yeah, that one's also in there.
Shitty Camera's actually in, that's insane. Yeah,
Shitty Camera's annoying as crap.
Water levels, I hate them. I can't stand them. It slows down everything, and I find I'm just like, where the hell am I supposed to go? I don't like them at all.
Especially
even God of War, I hated them.
Water levels where you're forced to look for air.
Yes, yeah, drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. Little things you have to fight in first-person shooters or third-person shooters drive me insane. So, the flood in Halo, what's it called? Even in Infamous, those friggin' crab things.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's, I feel like it's now a staple of game design where they have to have some kind of enemy that is small, that moves fast, that is just freaking annoying. It drives me insane. I had another one, too. Chris, name some so I can think of the other one.
I was going to say shitty camera, just like Jason. Things that kill you that aren't visible on screen. That goes along with shitty camera in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But, also, games that look like they're open world, but they're not. Bionic Commando, for instance. Because there's radiation everywhere. This isn't a gaming pet peeve, but I'm going to say it anyway. People who say especially. It is not especially. It is especially with an S. Not an X, with an S. It drives me nuts.
You can
stop saying.
You can ask anyone about that. He's right.
You can ask anyone.
Thank you,
Jason.
That's
funny.
No problem.
Timed events that aren't in a side mission drive me insane. Like if you get to a level and they're like, you have 2 minutes to do this.
But I was gonna go to the bathroom. Oh shit.
What's worse is when you have a timed mission and they don't actually give you a timer. I've seen that a couple times too.
Really? That'd be annoying.
I hate when they give you a timer and then don't actually time you.
How about no checkpoints in a mission that could be, 10 minutes long?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
Yeah, especially, after you die or something like that.
And then it takes, really 15 to 20 seconds to load after that. Oh, sorry.
Archaic save points, a la Resident Evil and the typewriters. Like that, which is becoming less and
fucking
less
prevalent. Metroid, that's one of my biggest friggin', I love the game, but you have to get to a save point, and they have to be specific save points, and I hate that.
I know. I want my double cheeseburger now, and I want it huge, and I'm lazy. I want to have to go back.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, it's fair to say that, it's a fucking game. It's supposed to be entertainment, and you shouldn't have to punish me to go and do something that I, anyway. One-hit deaths really bug me.
Yeah.
That's just a personal pet peeve, because I suck, and I always die a lot. That's about it.
Don't play Bionic Commando on Super the Fucking Hardest.
I got through that, man. I did it.
No, I'm talking about the new one.
That one doesn't count. It is dead to me.
Cool.
Is it my turn again?
If you want.
Shit, I forgot what I was going to do.
I'm done, I think.
You're done? Are
yeah.
you? Let's see. Oh, I got a good one. Jack Bauer. Oh, I'm sorry, Backjower. As he's
Backjower
and stuff, yep. Other than doing a podcast, what is the geekiest thing you've ever done?
Played Magic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Thank you.
That's awesome. And we can all say that, too.
I've been waiting to say that all day, and you fucking took it from me.
I'm
I guess
sorry.
We're even for the end of the show.
Payback's a bitch, yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Geeky things, Chris.
I would agree with that. Play Magic.
Are you sure that's the geekiest thing you've done, though?
Co-host a podcast.
Besides a podcast... I'm not going to call you out on anything. This is your
Chris,
opportunity.
Chris cosplayed as someone, didn't he?
Okay, ready? When Jason and I were running Pocket Otaku, I don't remember which year it was at AWA, but I actually, because Pocket Otaku, the big draw was that everybody got custom-made avatars, mm-hmm. and at AWA one year, to promote the site, I dressed up as my avatar.
Full-on, like, custom helmet... Custom lightsabers made, and the whole bit. He went all out, and it turned out really cool. But it's pretty geeky.
It was
he cosplayed.
We did get a lot of attention.
Somebody
that, year,
that nobody knew.
We did get a lot
of
attention.
Exactly.
That year,
yeah.
Well, what are you? Well, you see, I'm on this website. It's Pocket Otaku, and somebody's Pocket Otaku.
I had,
well,
I had
actually,
somebody else doing that for me. I wasn't
just
doing that part.
Flashed him a little bit. All right, I think that's pretty much it. Then
and besides, I told you guys about when I made that it was pretty geeky to make that Metal Gear Solid case when I was younger.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was pretty geeky.
That is pretty geeky. Is it really geeky to host a podcast nowadays? I thought it was chic. Cool.
No, it's totally fucking cool.
Totally fucking cool.
The only people
totally
that
cool
think
when
it's
you...
geeky to host a podcast are the people that aren't hosting podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. Like back shower. Anyway, we do have some other emails and voicemails and stuff, but once again, we're running long.
Yeah, it was a busy week.
A lot of you guys sent
job.
In like two voicemails each.
We have a total of 11 voicemails this week, something like that.
Yeah, a shit ton.
Some crazy number.
So I usually got to pick one or the other because we're just getting so many of them.
Yeah.
So,
which is not a bad thing. That is not to say don't send stuff.
But if you guys can keep your stuff like 18 seconds... Like repeat,
like
each and every seconds. One you guys send me. That's awesome.
Especially if you're gonna make fun of Jason and his inability to point at a superhero game. That's awesome.
We are done with that. We've crossed that. Fuck. I'm sure they'll have something new to pick on me for. This is my 1 week of vindication. I had two people stick up for me. I didn't have the world against
me. What was the Marquise? That gives you a -4.
Damn
right
it!
There.
Nah. Right. Shit. He's just doing it so you know, because yeah, he's the
awesome.
Marquise.
All right, cool. What do we got next?
We
got to pick a winner.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Well then, once again, I am at random.org.
I can't wait.
Doing the right. number generator. And God,
drum
lots
roll.
Of lots of low numbers. Huh. Oh, look at that.
What?
Guess who our
That's
winner
it.
Is?
I don't know.
Number one.
Actually, it's Jack Bauer.
What?
No, oh, wow.
You're playing favorites, Riccio.
No, I'm not, dude. That's what's coming up. We got Jack Bauer. So, Jack, you have won Oddworld Abe's Odyssey from goodoldgames.com.
Wow, that is
hope you enjoy it.
Cool.
You'll be getting an email from me shortly. Nice.
That is some spooky shit. I mean, he's one of our biggest fans. And he gets Abe's Oddworld, courtesy of goodoldgames.com. I'm mainly playing this because I forgot to play it last week. I forgot I had it. I hope busting makes you feel good, brother. Because you were going to bust your keyboard playing this game. It's tough.
Use a joystick or a pad or something.
Something like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. Congrats, hey, man. That's cool.
Yeah, good deal. All right, so we only got one thing left. We got a question of the week.
Question of the week.
All right, next week's question of the week is...
What you got?
Well, let's start out with a different way of doing it. Huh. So, 2008 is the year of the fighter. That much is obvious.
Seems as such.
Yes.
Is this a resurgence of the fighting game, or is it just another fighting game fad?
Oh, I hope it's not a fad.
Are all these things going to die off? We've got
I don't know.
Street Fighter 4 came out. We got Tekken coming out. We have King of Fighters, Blaze Blue, Soul Calibur's coming out on the PSP. Just all kinds of stuff coming out. Well, yeah, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, lots of stuff to talk about. So,
and it won't just be Street Fighter.
Yeah, it won't be Street Fighter, won't be only Street Fighter. So let us know what you think. You can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. That number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. That name is Interactive Distractions. It's all one word.
It's also all lowercase.
I was wondering if you were going to change it up for that. Google Talk is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, Indus Podcast, and each of us are also on there individually as Indus Chris, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
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 We also have a Facebook group, Interactive Distractions Podcast. And I think that's pretty much wraps up the ways you can contact us. I did want to point something out. I wanted to let everybody know that we do tend to lean towards new listeners, or I'm sorry, new emailers when they email in. So if you never emailed in before, it's likely that your email will get on the show if we can fit it in there. If it makes sense to put it in there, we will put it in there.
Yeah.
Just want to throw it out there. No big deal. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Nothing. I haven't been beating into the ground like Scrub Sport or Indus Fest.
Indus Fest?
Indus Fest.
Oh, one thing that I wanted to say real quick about Indus Fest.
Yeah.
I wanted to let everybody know that if you are currently looking for hotels, like right now, don't look by Battle and Brew. I mean, you can if you want, but we're only going to be in the area of Battle and Brew for 8 hours. You know, it's about half an hour from where Jason and I live. So if you want to look it up by zip code, you look at either 30076 or 30350. Those are going to be your best bets. They will give you an area around where we are, and it'll keep you close to everything that's going on.
Probably be cheaper, too.
Probably be cheaper. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind.
Somebody rent a party
anything
suite.
Anything else that was brought up? Aces High was worried that, you know, because he wanted to come, and he's only 17, but he's going to be 18 by the time Indus Fest gets here anyway. Mm-hmm. So
this is a cool situation because it is a bar scenario, you know? They have stuff on draft and whatnot, but you can still be there after midnight, you know, if you're 18. If it's if you're under 18 and it's midnight, then you got to go to Chuck E. Cheese. If they're still open. But, yeah, otherwise they'll be open for, you know, all night till 2 a.m.
Until 2 o'clock, yeah, 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, exciting stuff in this fest. Get your plane tickets. Get your ass to Atlanta.
Get your suite. Party room.
That's right.
What?
Can you drop any more not so subtle hints?
All right. Anything else, you guys?
No, man. You good.
That's all right. It. Well, then, until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. Later.
I am. I'll cool. buy it still. Yeah. I'm that guy.
That's cool.
I'm a sucker. I'll buy it. I'll play it for right. 3 or 4 hours, and then I'll be done.
Then never touch it.
It's pretty much right.
Oh, shit. Hold on a second. Get out of there.
What was that?
Guys.
Oh! Attack of Kai during the podcast.
I may have just learned how to open up a screen door to the balcony.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that, Jesus.
Yeah. All right. We're good. She didn't get out.
All right. All right. I'm going to write that down just in case.